Choose your next words carefully, Leonidas. They may be your last.
Madman. You're a madman. Blasphemy. This is madness.
This is Sparta!
Who do we have left? Britney Spears. Damn Kardashian. Paris Hilton. Yeah, that's what we have to look forward to, Kanye West. Good morning, everybody. Good morning. Good afternoon. Good evening. We're global. Shop, S-H-O-P-P-E. Oh, look at you. All right, everybody, I'll be right with you. How are you doing? If you attack us, I attack you. Hello, my name is Brian Hammer Jackson, and you're with the Brian Hammer Jackson Show. Boy, he was powerful. This is a no-win situation. Well, I'll give you a call in about an hour and a half. You know what I mean? I survived it, and at the end of it.
Of generations who have kept you down with myths of opportunity, and we give it back to you, the people.
Brother, it's time for the mortals to pay. Release the Kraken!
Good morning, everybody. It's Friday. Welcome to the show. I am Brian Hammer Jackson. Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening. Welcome to the show. We are global. Like I said, it's August 25th on a Friday, and in California, it's 68 degrees, and we're predicting it should be sunny all day to a point where, I don't know. Let me see how, I'm going to take a look at it, see what it is. It should be around 87, maybe 90 degrees today. If you're wondering what's going on in California, it should be 86. There you go. 86 degrees. So, there you go. Today's topic, and I was talking about this the other day with a neighbor. Natural born killers. If you didn't know, there is a gene. There is a gene that when your baby is born, there is a gene that has a killer gene. He will destined kill and murder. And I was thinking the other day, you know, I don't know much about childbirth because I don't have kids, but I think doctors can tell you that with ultrasound and whatever sound they have, that they can tell you that kid may have autism or may have some kind of health problems before the baby's born. What happens if the doctor told you that your child has that killer gene? That he's destined to murder. He's destined to kill people. Would you abort that child? Or would you think that you're such a good person that you can counteract it and make sure that that doesn't happen? Whatever. If you knew that your little baby you just got born is going to grow up and kill people, hurt people, become a serial killer, and a doctor told you that before the kid's born, would you still have that child? Would you be, you know, in the future, it's so weird about our laws. Would you be an accomplice of this murdering child that you gave birth to? Knowing that he will grow up kill. And seeing him in his teenage years, as he gets into the 15 and 16, there's been unusual behavior about this kid. Violent behavior, disturbing behavior as he turns from child to teenager. And you see the signs. Would you turn him in? Will you tell the police and alert them that your child has this gene? It's not his fault. He's just built that way. He was born that way. Would you turn your child in? Or would you let her continue to be a rapist and a murderer? We're going to look into that. Because there are kids born with that gene. We're going to look into that. We're going to talk about it. That's our main topic today. Natural born killers. Does your child have that gene? And are serial killers born or are they made? And if your child has that gene, like I said, to commit murder, would you abort him or her? Think about it. Your little baby boy, your little baby girl. And of course, the fat elephant in the room, Donald Trump. He can't get away from it. You can't get away from it. We know what happened. You don't need me to read it, but I got to do it. It's just part of, I guess, radio credibility. Donald Trump surrenders in Atlanta. You know, it's really funny, this dotard, this idiot. You know, this idiot makes murder look good, and he could brand murder. I got to give him credit for this. This idiot makes the USA look bad, and he could brand it. Back in my day, I know I'm an old dude, we had a thing called shame. Shame. Shame was like a heavy guilt. Shame was like, oh my God, shame. Shame was the buffer between shame and being an idiot. Disappointment. You hold your head down back in the day when there was shame. Well, this guy claims he's a self-billionaire, but he goes to a bond salesman. I mean, sometimes you got to see what a person, see who a person is and not hear what they want to be like. Or be heard, or hear what they want you to think of them. Because sooner or later, you will come to the light, who you really are. You cannot help it. This guy who should be shamed. You're thinking about a president of the United States of America, the leader of the free world, running for office again, has been arrested for trying to steal the election. See, what Donald Trump tries to do is he'll take the shit and turn it into his shit. Meaning that black people called him racist. So Donald Trump goes, well, this racist judge, I'll turn it around. Now he's trying to turn having a mugshot into money. So you have to see what a person does to determine who the person is. And they will always show in the light who they really are. You can't hide forever. So if you're a self-made billionaire, why are you going to a bail bondsman? If you want to run for president of the United States, which is the highest office of the land, why are you being arrested 4 times? And why are you using your mugshot for a T-shirt to get money to pay for your gas of your airplane or rental for your airplane and your legal bills? You're saying it to people, hey, I mean, this new scam is like, help me pay my bills. The Democrats are coming after me. No, it's not just the Democrats, you dumb fuck. No. But in your mind, you know that. But you're going, because you're a coward, you're going to let other people do your bidding. The people who... And I'm not going to belittle anybody who supports anyone. Because I think Donald Trump is so, selling them some goods, and they believe the goods. I'm going to make America great again. They're going to believe that. I want to make bring your jobs back. But they believe that. I'm going to keep you safe. No. No. And if you listen to, and I tell that all the time on this show, if you listen to the show and if you listen to Donald Trump, he doesn't like America. America is not good enough for Donald Trump. He hates America. That's why he stirred up a coup. He wanted to overthrow our democracy, our republic, because he didn't like the way the votes were. He didn't even believe in our voting system because he lost. So now he's going to tell America and the world that it's rigged because it went against him. Because he's God. And so I'm not going to belittle the Trump supporters because they're believing his shit and they're closing their eyes. It's like the three monkeys. I see no evil, I hear no evil, and I speak no evil. And that's what Donald Trump does to you. That's how the little monkeys. He is taking you from the Republican Party and putting you into his cultist party. This is what the guy does. This is the master of him, of what he does. But you got to watch what he does. He uses a bail bondsman. He gets arrested not once, not twice, not three times, but four times. And this time is of obstructing justice to keep an American president to be certified because he doesn't believe in his system because he thinks it failed him. So therefore, if it's against me, it is not right. It is rigged. He accused people of stealing votes. He accused people of pouring in votes. He accused people of taking his votes out and pouring Biden's votes in there. We have a system. It's called the judicial system. And it's working. So if you're a proud American, and you're truly a proud American, and you believe in our system, it's not perfect, but it's the best we got. If you believe in our voting system, this idiot, clown, was still in the race last year, or when he ran, 2016, I think it was. And he was calling it rigged when he was winning. He called it rigged when he won. I cannot call him a Svengali because I give Svengali too much credit. This is an idiot, a fool, a clown. And if you want to go to the circus and if Donald Trump brags about, look at my audience, yeah, they're going to see the clown. Watch the clown perform. Da-da-da-da-da-da-da. Why not? I buy a ticket to the clown to see a clown perform. Doesn't mean I'm going to vote for the clown for president. And where are the balls, man? When you have Lindsey coming on TV saying that there'll be blood in the streets if Donald Trump is arrested. Who's he talking to? Not any American is going to risk their life for Donald Trump or risk the lives of their children or their home because there's blood in the streets because Donald Trump got arrested. Are you fucking kidding me? These weak cowards that are still in the office of kissing the emperor's hand, those are the people you need out. Think about it. Don't listen to me. Well, maybe a little bit. But don't listen to what Donald Trump says. Look at his actions and what he does will tell you who he really is. And he's a scared fat bastard, and he's scared. They're going after him. They are going after him, and he knows it. And he knows what 97 counts of this and that, the odds are one are going to stick, and it carries jail time. We'll be back with some of the stories about just a couple of things about Donald Trump, because I'm sick and tired of hearing about this bad pig. He's not a president. He's a citizen. And he's no difference between me and you. And you have to think, you're giving him money. He would not help you if your son was in trouble, your husband was in trouble. Whatever. Who are you getting money from when you need a lawyer? You can't afford a lawyer. You can only afford a public defender, but yet you're going to give your last ounce of money for this fucker who don't care, give a shit about you? The guy who makes his own flag above the American flag? Look at the man's actions. Not his words. I'm Brian Hammer Jackson. If you'd like to come into the studio, the number is 319-527-6099. It's 319-527-6099. Want to talk to me? Come on in the studio. You disagree with me? Come on to the studio. That's what you need to do. We'll be right back with our main story. Is your child, does your child, or does your husband, does your wife have the murdering gene? And we're going to explain what that is after we do the news. We'll be right back.
Thank God it's... It's
Friday. Anything goes Friday. 319-527-6099. That's the number you get in the studio. That long ass song. Thank God it's Friday. Anything goes on Friday. Small business, everything goes. Welcome back to the show. let's finish up. Here's Donald Trump after, you know, it's funny, on Donald Trump's T-shirt that he has, it says, never surrender. This is the con where you have to use your brain. The T-shirt says, never surrender. Headline, Donald Trump surrenders in Atlanta. In a fourth criminal case brought against ex-president this year, he surrendered. Because if he didn't surrender, he would have got arrested. He knew that. So he would like you to believe that Benghazi, he would like you to believe that never surrender. This is what I stand for. Okay, I'm going to go surrender now. And then after I get my mug shot, I get fingerprinted, I get arrested, I'm going to come out and say, never surrender. This is the time, the tomfuckery that he's counting on you to be that stupid. Because, again, Donald Trump does not like America. It's a land for him to profit from it. And he thinks Americans are idiots. He's the brightest person in the room. He's smarter than his generals. He even said it one time, I'm smarter than them. So he's counting on you to be morons, as you are. And here's Donald Trump. And this is Donald Trump right after he came from the courthouse in Atlanta, Georgia. And listen closely. Remember, listen, but don't watch what he does. But listen to what he says. I think you'll be surprised. The emperor has no clothes on. The ring that you're kissing is made out of plastic. Here's Donald Trump.
Sad image. There it is on the left side of your screen. Fulton County Jail inmate number P01135809, otherwise known as 45th President of the United States, Donald John Trump. We see on the right side of the screen his Boeing 757 about to take off from Hartsfield-Jackson International Airport in Atlanta, Georgia, on its way back to Newark, New Jersey. Dan Abash, no doubt the Trump campaign and his supporters will try to make sport and make light of the image on the left side of your screen, but the truth is the allegations and the conduct described in the indictment, whether or not he is found guilty, whether or not you think it is a strong case, the allegations and the conduct are factually accurate and tragic. And that image is what I think of when I think of those that conduct.
And that is now an image that will be cemented in history. I mean, how many images are there of Donald Trump? He is maybe the most famous person on the planet, but this particular photo with the Fulton County, I mean, you can tell me exactly what this is emblazoned on the corner there. That is going to be iconic and infamous. Is probably a better way to say it. And I think that you said that maybe they'll make light of it. Maybe some people will make light of it, but they are going to appropriate it. They are going to embrace it, and they are going to use it as the ultimate example of his entire campaign, mm-hmm. which is they're out to get me. It doesn't make it right. It doesn't make it accurate. It just makes it a very, very potent political tool and weapon that he very much intends to use.
There you go. As blatant as that is, because he has no shame, and he practiced a long time to get that mug shot, and he is selling T-shirts saying never surrender, but he surrendered because they were coming to get him and take him to jail. This is the guy. Donald Trump surrendered Thursday at the Fulton County Jail on more than a dozen charges stemming from his efforts to reverse the Georgia 2020 election result. The fourth time this year, the former president has faced criminal charges. Four times. if you had a son or a daughter and they says, you know, mom, meet my friend. You have a daughter. Mom, meet my friend Harold. Hey, Harold, you seem like a nice guy. Well, he's been arrested 3 times, mom. Can we go out now? We'll be back by 10. You would lose your mind to have your daughter go out with that son of a bitch. And here's, and you know, even his mugshot's a lie. This guy is incredible. Even his fucking mugshot is a lie. It says here, well, he spent 20 minutes in a county jail. But the record shows that he's 6'3", and he's weighing 215 pounds. 215 pounds? Are you kidding me? That's just his ass alone is 215 pounds. 6'3", and weighing 215 pounds with blue eyes and blonde or strawberry hair. There's no blonde or strawberry hair. There's a big bald spot with one, 3 or 4 little strands of hair combed over. Well, he's inmate number P01135809. Otherwise known as Donald Trump. He surrendered in Georgia. Trump surrendered in Georgia. Marks the 4th time this year the former president has turned himself in. 4 times he turned himself in, but yet you guys are going to buy a T-shirt with his name on it, his mugshot, and it says, never surrender. Even a rap star would not do that because it's shameful and humiliating. True. The scene of, and Trump tried to get people to protest in droves. A couple of dozen people came out with little tiny signs, and some of them were needed autocorrect. Didn't happen. No, and I'm going to tell you why. Because nobody fucking cares. Nobody's going to risk their family for him, risk their job, their livelihood for this liar and this idiot. And this criminal. This scene of Trump traveling to be arrested while denouncing the charges against him. Yeah, ask everybody in prison, are they innocent? And you'll get everybody raising their hand. Yeah. Who's here? Try it. Next time if you have somebody in prison or something, you go there and ask them, how many people here are innocent? And they'll all raise their hand. Should be humiliating. This
is his latest arrest and mugshot, and the fingerprinting, and all of what he went through today. How do you think that's actually sitting with him tonight?
I don't think especially well, Jake. From what I heard from people who had spoken to him, he actually seemed less agitated heading into today than he had the previous 3 indictments, which is still a remarkable sentence to say. But he doesn't want to be mugshotted. He doesn't want to be arrested. He doesn't want to have to have what in his mind is the indignity of going to this jail and then, you know, submitting to a photo and a mugshot and fingerprinting. And to your point about the visuals of him, it isn't just that he wants to look menacing, which is certainly true, and he has made that kind of face in photos for years and years and years. He doesn't want to look weak, and that's what that's about. And so, you know, circulating the mugshot, fundraising off of it, owning it, using it for press, that's all part of a playbook that we have seen him use over and over again, but that does not mean he's enjoying any of this. This is, you know, a serious thing. He is facing serious jail time.
There you go. It is serious business. Trump calls it being in jail a terrible and very sad thing. It was a very, Trump said it was terrible and it's very sad. It is. Even Trump called out this as terrible and very sad. This is no reason to celebrate and buying a T-shirt about never surrender. He surrendered. And Trump said this, you know, in my whole life I didn't know anything about indictments. In your whole life you didn't know anything about indictments? Dude, I have to go to California on you. Dude, you were the one when the, oh God, I can't, something five, New York Five or something five, the black people were accused of doing something and he didn't do it, and they were indicted and they were arrested. You were the one, and when they found out that the DNA did not match and they were later exonerated, you were the one who took out a full-page ad and still calling them criminals and they should be back in jail. Oh, you know about indictments. Oh, you know about indictments. And if you don't know about indictments, it even makes it more dangerous because you're a fucking fool. Because apparently you don't know about anything about history, about Nixon was accused, but he stepped down and he got pardoned. You know about indictments. But again, you think Americans are stupid, and they are. Some are. Some are terrible morons, and that should be on a T-shirt too. Because they actually believe you're stupid shit. Donald Trump said this. I didn't know, in my whole life, I didn't know anything about being indictment and about indictments. But you knew about your grandfather had to flee Austria. You knew. I didn't know anything about indictments. And now I've been indicted like four times. Like four times. Why don't you just say four times, not like four times? In April, Trump was booked in New York on state charges for the hush money scheme. In June, he surrendered at a Miami federal courthouse to face charges in special counsel Jack Smith's probe into mishandling of classified documents. And earlier this month, Trump was placed under arrest in Washington, D.C., and it rained on charges brought by Smith and his investigation into attempts to overturn the 2020 election. All those cases could come to a head next year. At the same time that Trump is running for president. What gall. What balls. As old as this old dude is, he got some 78 big balls, dangling particle, big dangling balls. Instead of retiring, hanging out in Florida where the rest of the old folks are, and you want to run, hey, I'm going to use this to sell a T-shirt so I can run for president of the United States. This is the kind of criminal mind, and I say criminal mind, this dude does. Who profits from a mugshot on a T-shirt that says never surrendered while you're in being booked because you did surrender? Because you think Americans are idiots and fools. You're the smartest guy in the room. What balls. What balls, this big, giant, wrinkled, old, dumpy balls that this guy has. Well, Trump, it's catching up to you, buddy. It's catching up to you. You got Republicans defecting. You got other Republicans saying, let's change the ways. You got people saying, we can't have this anymore. And when you had them all, the elections were close. It's not even close. And don't come to me with Hunter, well, he doesn't know who he is. And I'd rather have somebody who see. And when you do that, he still beats Trump. Biden could be autistic and beat him by miles. That shows you, even a person with all their, not all their faculties can still beat this guy, and has. So you're backing a loser. Not only a loser, but he's counting on you being stupid. With a capital S and ends with PID. Stupid. He was released on $200,000 bail, we know that. And I like what this one did. If you dance with the devil, you're going to get burned in bed. Something like that. He will burn your crotch. Something like that. So next time, and I like the message, whether Trump's innocent or guilty, I like the message on this election. You're going to fuck around, we're coming after you. You can do this bullshit, and it tells you that Trump has no power at all to protect you. And you keep doing this bullshit, you're going to be behind bars. sucking some guy's dick and praying that he doesn't hit you up the asshole because it's Friday and it's fish day. What you want your life to be, if that's what you want, because people in jail, they're looking for virgins, and they would love to pop an asshole, man. So you keep going and doing this erection business. You keep defying this for Donald Trump. And you keep making a mockery of yourself. But, you know, I'm giving you guys credit because you're not showing up. So you have some sense. But the people who want to, you're going to, somebody's going to pop an asshole. That's right. Somebody in jail is waiting for some dumb Trump son of a bitch to come in there, and they're going to ask you, where are you from, boy? And they're going to say, well, I'm with Donald Trump. You're with Donald Trump? Okay, you bend over and Trump this bitch. And each time that penis goes through that asshole of yours, you're going to remember MAGA bitch and what you did for him and what he's not doing for you. MAGA bitch. Trump left Bedminster, New Jersey. He left the golf club. Of course. All you people who've been served papers are golfing that Sunday. He touched down in Atlanta in a private plane. Of course he did. But yet he's going to beg you guys, can you send me more money? I'm going to beg you guys. Because you're mega bitches. And remember when you're sucking that dick in prison. And that guy spreading your asshole is going to give you what a mega penis. And you'll be hearing Trump's song at the rallies, the village people. Remember who put you there, and remember how stupid you are. And this is the penance you must pay. And the shame of your family and your kids will have to change your name, go into Witness Protection Program because people want to go after your family because you have one dumb shit. Follow the criminal. A failed TV host. MAGA bitch. So Trump's motorcade traveled to Fulton County for his arrest. Never surrender. Oops. I'm late. I got to go into my car. And I got to go to the county before they arrest me. He's pinned about 20 minutes at the jail. Trump returned to the airport where he briefly spoke to reporters before boarding his plane without taking questions. This is what Trump said. What has taken place here is a travesty of justice. We did nothing wrong. You know, I was telling you something. We have some of the greatest group of people. Hey, good morning. And this is speaking of one of the greatest people. Good morning, my brother. Good morning, my brother.
Good morning.
I didn't even know you were
here. How are you? Yeah.
You know I love you, my brother. I'm fine. How are you? You know I love you.
I'm pissed off. I know I love you, lovey. I love you too. But I'm pissed off.
All right, kid.
I'm really pissed off, bud. I love you. Of course I love you.
All right. It's your forum, my friend. Go.
We're a banana republic. United States is done. Thank you, Drew. Thank you, President Biden. You just destroyed the United States. That's very cool. It's not the United States anymore. It's the banana republic now. So it is over, Brian. There will be no more contest of contesting the election. As soon as Republican has power, you're going to see the Republican do the same shit. You want to go to – everybody's going to go to prison. You contest an election, you're going to go to prison. You're going to be that's the country you want to do?
Mm-hmm.
That's the country you want to have. There will never be any more election – saying, I contested the election. You contested the election, we're going to put you in prison. That's it. We're going to indict you just for contesting an election. That's it.
Mm-hmm. Well,
trust me, I've called a lot of friends from New York. I've called a lot of friends from Miami who are Republican. They're extremely mad. Not a little bit mad.
Mm-hmm.
Not, they're as mad, they're more mad than compared to 2020. Extremely mad. And a lot of them have contact of senators. A lot of them have contact of people in the House. A lot of them are calling them after what happened last night. A lot of them are telling the Republicans. A lot of them are telling Republicans, as soon as you have power, first you got to impeach Joe. Don't be surprised. Joe Biden will be impeached.
Mm-hmm.
Period. Do not be surprised that when we do have power, and I will come back to you, Brian, remember the date.
Mm-hmm.
We are the 8th of the 25, 2023. Whatever time it is, either the Republican gets power next year with the election, or it gets power in 2028. But you're not going to get power forever, Democrat. Whenever it happens, either next year or in 4 years, I of course I will continue calling you because you have one of the greatest show there is in the radio show.
Thank you.
Continue. But I will remind you of this date that I will tell you, and then you will be quiet. Oh, look at them. They're prosecuting this person, this. I will tell you. Remember the 8 of the 25? Remember what happened? You Democrat wanted to open that door. You think Republicans are pussy? They're not going to do the same to you? You think that it's not going to come back tit for tat and everything? You started it. Trust me. Republicans are going to do the same thing. You're going to have a lot of prosecutors. You remember when James Comey said that what he said? That he accused a lot of things to Hillary Clinton and everything, but he said no prosecution would be against her and everything?
Mm-hmm.
That means it's finished. It's done. It's done. It will never happen again. It's done. The reason that Hillary wasn't arrested and everything is because the presidency was something special. There was many times a president should have been arrested if we're going to go through the history. Many times there's been tough, but there's never been even one of the presidents lost his election because he pardoned. Remember the pardon of Nixon.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Well, he didn't lose the election.
No, but he couldn't.
Nixon did not want to be pardoned. Nixon did not want to release his presidency. Nixon wanted to fight it. But people around him, even the Republican Party around him, says there's too much evidence and we cannot put the country through this. For the sake of the country, barring the indictments that's going to happen to you, barring the arrest that may happen to you, resign so you don't have to put the country through this. Trump doesn't give a fuck about the country. He says, screw that. Stanley. This has nothing to do with Biden. It has nothing to do with Biden. The special prosecutor is not a Biden appointee. He's a special prosecutor.
I agree with you, but Jack Smith has to have permission from Merrill Garland. Merrill Garland has to have permission from Joe Biden. It goes by
staff. It's not about permission. It's about, right.
Merrill Garland has
to have permission. What Garland did, okay, what Garland did was
he
put
in
a special prosecutor.
Yes.
To investigate what is going on with the campaign. And for Georgia, this has nothing to do with Jack. This has nothing to do with Garland, what happened in Georgia yesterday. It has nothing to do with that.
But, Brian, there's a law in the federal that you cannot – a state person cannot condemn a person who's in federal. You can't do that. That's one thing you cannot do.
I don't understand.
Federal and state are two separate things. You cannot take people from – that means every state will be able to go against the federal for anything they want. What would any senator or any person want to be in the federal? Let's say
It's kind of reversed. The federalities, whatever you want to call them, cannot interfere with state operations unless they've
sure.
been invited. For instance,
sure.
if there was a riot, federal or unless they, their state would have to invite the federal government to take place and come into it and send their troops. It's not, and if the state, if the federal people says, you know what, we see what's going on there, and we're going to send our federal troops in, they go, uh-uh. You do not
sure.
trump, excuse the thing, you do not trump state law.
Sure.
So the federal government has nothing to do with state law. They
true.
Have to be invited.
But, yeah, true. True. What you're saying is true. But state law doesn't have to, can't go against federal also. If federal law is saying something, state law can say, no, we're not going to obey the federal law.
Yeah, they could.
You can't.
They actually could. They actually could. But what will happen, Sammy, if they do.
And then it goes. Then it goes to the Supreme Court, and the Supreme Court
well,
has
not
the
necessarily.
Ultimate authority.
Not necessarily. But here's why the threat is so good, I mean so strong with the federal government, is that if you go against the federal government, and we're talking state, if you go against the federal government, they're going to pull their funding, their federal fundings in your state, which you depend on. They're going to pull all the federal funding in your schools, in your jobs, in your industry, and all that kind of thing. They'll pull their federal funding, and a lot of states cannot survive without federal funding. They cannot survive paying people. They cannot sustain without the federal government intervening. And that can even go for a disaster. If you have a disaster like a hurricane, and if the federal government pulls their funding from you, you will not survive. So yeah,
I think that's what Jim Jordan is doing. He's going to have a committee against Fannie Dilf of Georgia to try to take out the fund or something. He's the one of the person who
could be
doing something.
And he has every right to do that. That is called our democracy, and that is called our republic. Yes.
Yes.
You have
yes,
every
yes.
right to do it. See, what we're dealing here, Stanley, and again, I kind of keep on saying I love you as my brother because we could disagree as men, but I can still love you as my brother.
Yeah, of course.
What we have here is not
the respect and the love I have of you is more than this, but I'm really pissed off. Trust
thank
me,
you.
There's a lot of you. But
oh,
but
I understand.
The utmost respect,
sure.
And I'm saying that your Joe Biden president is destroying your country. It's done. The trust
well,
that you used to have, you know what is a banana republic? That's what you became, United States. That's what you became. This is bigger than the presidency. This is tit for tat. This is opening the door of things that you do not want to open. This is basically saying that President Trump, which is going to be the nominee for the Republican, you could have an adversary that basically could go against you in court. We have never done that as president, ever.
Ever. And just because it hasn't been done before doesn't mean it's wrong. A lot of things have not been done. A lot of things have not been done before, but they have been done. So when people say this has never been done before, well, it's never been done when people break records all the time. I'm just using simple terms. When you're an athlete and records are broken all the time, and it's never been done before, and that's why they break records, because now it is done. It has never been done before because we never had a president who wouldn't release and go into night peacefully, knowing that he lost an election, and then he staged that he won. We have never had that before either,
but now
we do.
No, he never staged that he won. He believed that he won and everything because
well,
there was
exactly.
a lot of things.
I know a person who believed. I know a person who believed they're an orange, or I knew some transgenders who believed that they're females. Are they females? They believe
well,
that they are.
You know, we live in a society that we're supposed to be accepting that, because if you don't accept that, you're transphobic, Brian.
Right.
But that's another.
I agree.
That's a.
I agree. We have to listen to your – and when I say this, let me rephrase it. We listen to your opinions and we learn, and they listen to my opinions and they think, and we need this. This is called a democracy. This is called a debate, and we need this. But Trump does not like that. He does not like anybody to judge him. Okay.
Well,
okay.
Maybe that. No. Well, he doesn't like. No, he has no problem with being judged and everything. He just wants fairness and everything. There was many things in the election that didn't make sense. I told you, in 2 o'clock in the morning, I was waiting for the result, and at 2 o'clock in the morning, they said, "No, we got to cut the power and everything. There's water and everything." And suddenly, 6 hours later, Biden was winning. When he went all the
well,
time, he was losing, it, losing, losing,
easy,
losing.
It was
I
not
was,
as
I,
easy.
I,
as, go ahead.
I was there, Brian. Go I was ahead. Watching the thing, and then
I
got
I was trying
up
to tell you.
Go
yes,
ahead.
I know you were. Trump started to yell in the middle of the still counting voice, stop the voting. Stop it. Stop counting. Well, what Trump didn't know is they did not count the military vote that does not come in. The mail, they'll count the votes that
mm-hmm.
people go to the polls. They'll count that.
Yeah.
And Trump
yeah.
was winning. But they did not yet count the military vote, the mail-in vote, this vote. And so you got the first vote of people going to the polls. You got that. But you did not get the rest of the American voting. Now, I think our military men and women have a chance to vote, and they should vote. And that comes in later. Mail-in votes come in later. Other votes
mm-hmm.
come in later, and they have not counted that. And they did count that. And when they did count that, he lost.
Yeah,
so
but Brian, that's,
it
I
wasn't
agree with
black
what you're
magic.
Saying. I agree
yeah.
with what you're saying, but Brian, we have never had that. We had to have many elections and everything. We have
sure.
never had a 90% coming back and 5% for
sure.
Trump when he came to that. We have never had that, ever.
Wait a minute. We did have that. Bush versus Gore. Let me. When you say that, I have to interact to go back. Bush versus Gore.
Yeah,
and
Bush versus Gore
what was
it? Was Florida. That was the issue, and then he went to the Supreme Court because some people thought that it was
right.
Florida was
but,
to,
right. We're talking about the dangling
everything.
Participle. We're talking about the dangling participle, so on and so forth. But
yeah.
Bush contested, I think it was Bush who contested that was not a vote for Gore. It was a dangling partisan, so it wasn't really punched in for Gore. It was kind of like my work. But our system is made for you can contest it. You can contest it, and it's been contested all the time. Nixon versus John F. Kennedy. But Nixon decided not to test it because he didn't want to put America through it. But it's done all the time. And Trump did. He contested it. He contested it in Georgia. He contested it in Arizona. He even had his own group of people to do a recount. And when they found that Biden got more votes when they did the recount, and they said, stop the recount. The fact of the matter is he did go Trump did use the courts and everything to contest it, and when he
yeah,
did,
but they
yeah,
never let him open the case. That was the problem.
They didn't have enough evidence to even make it legitimate.
Hold on, Stanley.
905, you're live on the air. Hold on, Stanley. I think this is Pat. 905, you're live
yeah,
on the air.
Yeah, it's me.
Hey,
it's me.
Good morning, Pat. This
Hi.
Is Stanley. Stanley, Pat.
Hi.
Good morning, Pat.
And welcome. I'm glad that you made it. It's nice to hear your voice on a Friday, Pat. Go ahead, continue, Stanley, because I am listening. I am listening to
your
argument.
But Brian, even me and you are more intelligent. I remember when on the show I told you that, and you even said we should have let him basically give the evidence and everything. I guarantee
yes.
if you would have let him say, you know what, we're going to give you the chance to prove your case. We're going to just let you prove
mm-hmm.
the case. And after saying
mm-hmm.
all the proof, all the shit that you did, and we have a judgment
mm-hmm.
that would have said, no, we still give the Biden the election, a lot of shit would have never – people would have turned to Trump and say, hey, they give you your chance. It was open thing. It wasn't everything
mm-hmm.
this. You got your chance.
Mm-hmm.
Now you got to concede
mm-hmm.
by Trump. Then
mm-hmm.
I would agree
mm-hmm.
with you. That's the problem
okay.
I have. When you're saying you went to the legal thing, it's true. But the legal judge should have mm-hmm. thought bigger and said, you know what? Let me open the door to you and let me show me what you got. And then after showing everything that he's got, whatever proof he wants to do, testimony, whatever, show it to the people what you got. Then you make a judgment from this, and then let's say the election, the people would have said, no, we still would, even though you have all those proof, we're still going to go to Biden. Then I would have agreed with you. Then I would have said, then I would have said to Trump, you got no choice. You got to concede.
Right.
That's what the problem was.
Well, kiddo, he did it in 4 or 5 states, I believe. Georgia's one of them, Arizona.
He did it at 64 times. 64 times. 64 times they didn't open it.
But it wasn't that. He had his orders in there. And what they found, that there was not enough evidence to overturn. And what they did also found, under oath, even Giuliani, under oath, when they came to the federal court, under oath, the judge said, it was a conservative judge, it was a Republican judge, she said to Giuliani, what proof are you telling me that the election was rigged? Giuliani said, no, I'm not saying that, Your Honor. Giuliani said that because he was under oath. Let me tell you, when you're not under oath, you can say anything you want to. Even if you're running in the primary, you can say anything you want to. But when you're under oath and they know that there is prison time, Giuliani said, no, Your Honor, and I can bring it up. There was no evidence of foul play. I'll bring it up. Because when they did go to court and they did look at the evidence and say, I got evidence that there's been tampering, or I got evidence that they've been doing this, and a judge, conservative judge, going, do you have any, are you telling me that the election, and each lawyer said, no, Your Honor, we're not saying that. And then the judge saying, well, what are you saying? Well, we're just saying that we do have some evidence that might be tampering. And the judge goes, let me see your evidence. He goes, is this your evidence? They go, that's all we got, Your Honor. This is not even admissible. Goodbye. They did have their time in court.
I agree what you're saying, Brian, but that's the problem. The judge should have not said goodbye. The judge should have said, show me everything that you got.
She was doing the court of law, Stanley. That's all she had to say. Is like,
The court of law could have done what you and me, like I said, are smarter. You as a judge would have said, show me everything that you got. We're going to go to the full court because it's bigger than me and you. It's to make sure that the country doesn't feel like we got screwed. If you want everybody to back you American, you got to put yourself in the other people's shoes. It's bigger than you and me.
I want you to listen to it is. But I want you to listen to this. And, Pat, hang in there, Pat. We're going to give you stuff, too. Hang in there. I want you to listen to the debate. This is Pence talking about their stand on Trump. When you say that there's going to be a political fallout, meaning that, tit for tat the Republicans got impeached, and they're trying that, Stanley. They're doing it now. They're trying to get Biden, but they can't get Biden, so they're going to go for his son. Because Biden didn't do anything.
They have proof with Biden. He had over 20 million. They have proof. Yeah, they have proof with the record.
Then you know what I say? Hunter Biden, if he done some wrong, let him go. Let him get into a trial.
Joe Biden. I'm saying Joe Biden.
Joe Biden. What do they have on Joe? Yeah. What do they have on Joe Biden?
Joe Biden, they have basically the bank account and everything showing that basically he was part of it. Don't forget. You have
Pat,
to
you agree? Wait a minute, Pat. Wait a minute. I think Pat. Yeah. Wait, Stanley. I think Pat agrees with you. Pat, do you agree?
I do. Yes.
You do agree.
I saw the stuff about it.
About Joe Biden, not Hunter.
Yes.
Biden.
Yes.
Yes. Yeah, Devin Archer said it. Devin Archer said it and everything. As a vice president, you're not supposed – I'm sorry. I'm a person. I'm calling my dad with people who are businessmen and everything. What is that? That's bribery. You're not allowed to do that as a vice president at all. That's play to go. You're not supposed to do that at all. It's basically you're having business people with you, and I'm talking with you, and they're business people saying, man, I don't know if I should pay you $20 million. Well, I'm the son of the vice president. I can get him anytime I want online. You think that doesn't affect influence for companies when they know you have that power? That's bribery, Brian. You're not allowed to do that, especially when you're a vice president or president. You're not allowed to do that. And that's what he did. That's why Devin Archer basically came and said, yeah, sometimes Hunter Biden would call 20 times, would call Joe Biden and everything out of nowhere. And were you there, president?
Right.
Yes, I was. And there was people right. behind it. It wasn't like you and me talking and we're friends. No, it's business people.
Right.
It's business people. For
right.
the ones are. It's all about money. And they want to make sure that,
right.
hey, if I'm going to give you $20 million, you better bring up the
right.
vice president on the phone. If you're able to bring
okay.
the vice president on the phone, that tells me something.
Mm-hmm.
That was the problem. That's why
and
he's going
Pat
to
agrees with you. And, Pat, do you agree with everything Stanley just said about Joe Biden?
Well, not everything, but I do know that he was, there was emails found and that Hunter was funneling money to him.
Mm-hmm.
So something's
okay.
screwy.
Okay, well, there you go, Stanley. Pat agrees with you. And here's what I have to say. If Joe Biden did anything unscrupulous and he did anything criminal, then he should be indicted. I don't think anybody should be above the law. I'm not a Democrat cultist and thinking that all Democrats are above the law. If they did anything, and we did it. Who was the guy? We did it with Edwards. When Edwards was running for president, and he was cheating on his wife, and he lied to the FBI, and Edwards was a good candidate, a Democrat candidate. And the Democrats held his ass. They put his and the comedian, and he hardly did anything. Who was that comedian who was running for office? And I think he was in office, and he pretended to put his hand. He was from SNL. I can't remember his name, and he hardly did anything. And the Democrats nailed his ass, took him out of office, took him out of power. So my answer to that, Stanley, is I hope they keep investigating. And if I find that Biden is doing something criminally wrong, he should be indicted and he should be tried. That's what I believe.
But you can't indict a president. You have to impeach him. And it goes more than that, Brian.
Impeach him.
Yeah, you have to impeach
him. I'll be on that gravy train with you and Pat. I'll be driving
yeah.
him. Impeach him. Impeach that motherfucker.
There's a lot of things that with the Ukraine thing, it's bigger than you. I mean, it's bigger than just Biden. There's a lot of people.
Sure.
Senators, yeah. There's a lot of things in Ukraine that is bigger than me. It goes all the way to Obama. It goes all the way to a lot of shit. So you really want to open that door to that door and everything and tell all those. So basically you want to open that door to all the shit that happened in Ukraine. Okay.
You know what's funny?
Go ahead.
It was funny. Lindsey Graham, and I'll play a clip. He's such a fucking coward. He says, there'll be blood in the streets if you indict President Trump. There'll be blood in the streets. There'll be chaos. There'll be civil. 10 people showed up. Shut up, Lindsey. We're always afraid when I hear people talk about, do you really want to open up that thing? Yes, I do. I do want to open that up because the next motherfucker who comes and runs for president of the United States is going to have a message on his head saying, no, we're not going to do status quo anymore. The people are watching, and the people will hold you accountable no matter who you are, Democrat or Republican or independent. And we send a message, and anybody tries to help you with it, those motherfuckers will be in jail too. Yes, I relish that because it's not so much the individual. We in America has to send a message to around the world that we are not a banana republic and we will hold people against and we will hold people accountable. And this behavior of saying that, yes, we're going to help Ukraine, but I want a favor first. This mob-type behavior must stop, and we must send a message of law and order that nobody's above the law, and that we will hold our presidents as well as any other state leader accountable. And this message has to be sent. So yes,
It is a great message, but by opening that message, you're destroying the life of a lot of people who are powerful. You think a lot of people powerful?
Good.
There are a lot of people who are scared even of your show. That's why sometimes Block Talk doesn't work in your show, because they don't want to hear the truth from Brian. What happened? I couldn't call because you tell the truth. Sorry, powerful people, senator, or whatever, calling up. No, do not put Brian Amber Jackson in the Block Talk. No, we don't want him to see the show.
No.
You think Nancy Pelosi, who's worth $250, now she's worth $160 million. How the fuck you became a $160 million person?
I agree.
From 200? How?
I agree. I don't know. I'm thinking books. I'm thinking deals. I have no idea. There's a lot of back business in politics that they're getting rich.
Yeah, that you will never find. Like, you think the American people wants to find the truth of the crookedness there is in government? You want to go all the way there?
Well, Ukraine is different. Now, Ukraine used to be one of these, I don't know if you want to even call it a country, because they're part of Russia at one time, so I don't know what to call them, but they were one of these most, how do you call them, murderous, bribery, corruption, they were one of the most corrupt nation there was, if you want to call them a country, because they broke away from Russia. But you know, you got to make a decision, and part of the decision is like, what is the least damage we can do, even though we have to make a wrong decision and get in bed with some very bad guys that we're going to say, we know we're going to cause some damage, but this way is going to be the least amount of damage. You know what I'm saying? Now, what Ukraine is, if Ukraine falls, in part of my opinion, and just my opinion, Stanley and Pat, if Ukraine falls, we will fight. And I don't want to see an American boy or American girl come back in a body bag, because we will fight. We will have a third war. Right now, this is not the time to fight with China. It's not the time to fight with China right now. This is not the time. Because what will go, it'll be World War III. It'll be World War III. If Ukraine falls, it will be World War III, because we will send troops in. And Saddam Hussein said something like, Americans are weak. And they asked Saddam Hussein, why are the Americans weak? Because when they start seeing their little girls and their little boys come back in a body bag, they get all weepy and scared. They're not used to seeing that. And that's going to happen. We already have some Americans come back in a body bag from Ukraine, and they volunteered. So, yes, it's very important that Ukraine fight for us and fight for freedom. Or if they don't, we will. That's the bottom line. We will send our troops in. And China will send their troops in. North Korea will send their troops in. Japan will send their troops in. Our allies, even Canada, will go in there. And your sons and your daughters will come home in a body bag. Fighting for what? That's the honest truth. So, you know, Ukraine is not the best partners that we want. I mean, they're not the greatest guys in the world. Yes, there is corruption and murder, of course. But the bottom line is they're fighting for freedom and they're fighting for democracy, and that's what we stand for. And that's what we need to do. We need to keep them strong. Fight our fight for us. Stay strong. Putin's losing this fucking war. He just killed his own best ally. If Ukraine can just stay strong, Putin will implode. The Russians are looking at Putin. The oligarchs are looking at Putin. Half his army is going to be looking at him because they killed one of their best leaders. Russia, it's going to have a problem. If Ukraine, all you had to do is stand strong, man. Stay silent, stand strong, because Russia will have a revolution. It's already there, and it will be destroyed. And we don't have to send one person from Canada, one person from the United States, one person from whatever, our allies, to come home in a body bag. That's it. So we're not going on the morals of that country. We're going on what they're fighting for, so we don't have to fight them. And your sons and daughters don't have to die in this fight for freedom.
Hi.
That's it. Yes.
Come on in.
Please.
The cat wants to get out the door. So.
Oh.
Sorry.
But
I have my
it,
company
my
here.
Okay, Pat. Thank you for coming in. I know you
okay.
do. Have a great weekend, sweetheart. Thank you for coming
you
in.
You too.
Oh, Canada. Oh, Canada. There you go. But that's my take on it, my brother.
I agree with what you're saying, everything you're saying, everything, but it comes to a point like, yeah, we're opening the door to a lot of things. Ukraine, I think I disagree with you at one point. We should have never put so much money on Ukraine. You should resolve your own issue. What the hell happened with Maui in Hawaii that basically your president, President Biden, is giving only $700 to those people who had the fire?
I heard about that. I have to read more on that, but you're right. I don't know what's going on with that.
And also, you got to talk also expert person. Since you're a director, what the hell's happening with the director, Gil? I heard that there's a lot of movies. They're pushing back the movies. Like Dune, it was supposed to come in November. Now it's going to come in March because they don't want to deal with the writers. That's another thing you have to talk about. And there's a lot of movie they're pushing back, I heard. Go ahead.
They have always done that. I have not seen it. I have to be honest with you, I have not. I think it's bullshit. I think the writers do get a bad end of the deal. They don't get the residuals that the actors get. They live hand to mouth. I do think they should get more stability and insurance and monies with what they do. So they're fighting for their lives. The movies, it's sad, Stanley. The only thing I can say is the movies that are coming out are very sad. The Expendables 4 is coming out.
I paid my money in advance to go see that movie. I was going to get a VIP service. I was going to do a special IMAX VIP everything. That means I don't have to sit down. I have a little button I can push, and somebody comes around and serve me like I'm a king of the world. During the movie, I don't have to go up and go get some popcorn. I just press a little button, and they come. What do you want? And you press a little 1, 2, 3, whatever number you want, and they say, and they come in the middle of the movie, and they go get your popcorn or hot dog. Of course, it's double the price, but you get served like a king. I'm like, I'll spend for that night $40-$50 just for me to watch Dune, to relax. I'll have hot dogs or hamburgers, some popcorns and everything. I'll be double the price, plus I have to tip that person when during that movie something. And I'll be served like a cake. And plus I'll have those special chairs that are so relaxing and everything. And, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, I have that too, and I love that, you know, that little button. I do that. And I learned my lesson not to order hot chicken wings when you're in a theater, unless you had a lot of napkins. I love that. But the movies are not. And let me talk to you. And Stanley, I'm going to name some movies. You tell me if you've seen them, because I would love to hear the review. There's one coming out right now called Gran Turismo. It's based on a true story. And this is very interesting, Stanley. I don't know if you've seen it. What they're doing is what I understand is
I saw it on that website I told you that I'm not supposed to talk about, but that's the way I saw it.
Well, what did you think?
It's a good movie. It's a true story. It's based on the true story.
It is
somebody
a true story.
It's based on somebody who used to be the top gamer on racing that tried to do it in real life and became a real driver.
Well, exactly, and they gave it 99%. Who gave it? Fandango gave it 99%. It's based on an unbelievable true story of a team of unlikely underdogs. These people, they're struggling working class gamers. A failed former racer driver, David Harbour, an idealistic motorsport executive, Orlando Bloom. They risk it all to take on the most elite sport in the world. Gran Turismo is an inspiring, thrilling, and action-packed story that proves that nothing is impossible when you're fueled to win. True story. Would you like to hear a little this is, I want to play a little trailer of it for my audience. There you go. Oh, I don't know what this is. Oh, no. Liam Neeson is doing another movie since Taken. Liam Neeson's 110 years old. Okay, here's the movie.
Liam Neeson just...
I'm not missing my race.
Oh, I'm going to pee.
Don't piss in my dad's car.
Oh, crap.
Listen, son. You think you're going to play a stupid video game about cars and you're going to become a race car driver?
All I ever wanted to do is be a racer. I'm doing it.
The 10 of you are the best Gran Turismo players in the world. Now is your chance to race real cars.
Not going to work. The guys who race are elite athletes. Your kids are scrawny little gamer kids.
Not for you coming.
Do you think you can do the impossible? I'm here to prove that you can.
You get tired, you get sloppy, you get hurt, and you lose races!
You puked on my lawn.
I know what I'm doing. I'm not afraid. I've raced this track 1,000 times in a game.
Let me jot it my way. That was actually pretty great.
We have a newcomer this year. His presence is shaking the foundation of the sport.
This is Major League.
The other driver, your pit crew are going to hit you.
Much easier with a joystick, isn't it?
I can't see anything.
Wow.
I'm not sure if I can teach this.
Most people can't. I got a feeling you're not most people.
I lose more than just a race. So I'm not gonna quit.
Gotta prove to everyone that we belong.
You've raced it, what, like 1,000 times? Now you just gotta do it in real life.
Gran Turismo, based on a true story.
I'm in. Stanley, I'm in. I'm in.
It's a good movie. I liked it. It's a good movie.
You recommend it. I'm in.
Yeah, I recommend
it.
It's a good movie. Yeah, I recommend it.
I got to start making movies again. I got to stay off this side. I'm tired of being on the sideline. I need to come back. Liam Neeson, Retribution. It's the same. Liam Neeson plays the same kind of role in all of his movies, and even in Airplane or Taken or whatever, it's the same roles. He's out with a movie called Retribution. The guys, how old is Liam? Can you go to a Liam Neeson movie? And I mean, if I'm home on a Saturday. If I'm home on a Saturday, maybe. But
no, not after Taken. I'm a specialized person. I have special skill. You do not know me in everything. In everything.
Right.
You captured my daughter. We don't have to stop it like this and everything. But if we do not let it go, I will come and get you. And I will kill you.
Yeah.
Then the person says, try it. No, sorry, he says, good luck. Then he gets the guy, goes all the way there, finds him and everything. I told you I would find you. Everybody's looking at him and everything. Who's that guy? Everybody's your friends, everybody's looking. Do you know? I told you I would find you and everything.
Wow.
Yeah, good luck. And then they have to do Taken 2. which was not bad, but the three was fucking stupid. Come on.
It was horrible.
Three, he takes a Porsche
horrible.
And he goes against an airplane and he still survives?
Yeah.
Come on. A Porsche, an airplane, and a private jet that's about to take off, and he hits the private jet, not allowed to take off because the guy has his daughter inside the car. Come on, man.
Right.
You know?
It's horrible. And Sylvester Stallone got a movie coming out called Expendable 4 that is coming out. And I don't know, Sally, have you seen any? I'm just going to say the top 10 movies that are out right now because people are going to see it. Number one, Sally, you mentioned it before, Gran Turismo. I like it. I like the story. I like the story. I like the kids. I like the character. They got me. You know, I got involved, right? They got me. I like the sense of humor. I didn't see the movie, but the trailer, I like the sense of humor in the trailer. The sarcasm, I really love, you know? I'm in. Stanley, did you see Barbie? Be honest. Did you see Barbie?
Really? You think I wanted to see a movie who's against men? Who's pro-women?
I don't know. I'm
really?
Just asking. You might have saw Oppenheimer. You might have saw Oppenheimer and stayed for Barbie.
Oppenheimer and everything, that freaked me out.
But
nuclear war, that we had the power of a god. Yeah. That freaked me out. That's a good movie. That's a fucking good movie.
Well,
3 hours was good.
You know, I do have a problem with this. And Stanley, help me out with this because I take what you say very seriously when it comes to movies and everything, and I like what you say and how you feel towards movies because you're a movie buff as I am. But I have a problem. I have a problem with Spider-Man. When they ended Spider-Man, the cartoon, everybody's a Spider-Man, a black Spider-Man, a woman Spider-Man, everybody's running around, they're Spider-Man. You know what I mean? I have the problem with the ethnic bullshit that we have to be politically correct. Spider-Man was not a black kid or woman or whatever. And I know that you have kids and they're going to grow up to see Spidey senses and they're black kids and everybody's Spider-Man. I have the same. Now Black Panther,
yeah,
they did well. Danny, I wish you.
There's two Spider-Men. There's Peter Parker, who's the white Spider-Man.
Right.
There's Miles Morales, who's the black one.
Right. And how do you feel about
Peter,
that?
They wanted to do a comic book with a black person. They're even thinking of doing a movie with Miles Morales as one of the
mm-hmm.
Spider-Men.
Mm-hmm.
They're thinking about doing that too.
Mm-hmm. Well, I don't understand, and we're going to get there. The reason I said it is, Danny, when you have to leave, tell me you have to leave because I'm not going to hold you up, my friend. I know you're working and I know you got things to do. But I'm confused with Barbie. I'm really confused with Barbie. I don't understand it. The trailer looks stupid. I know they're bragging. As a first woman director that got so much success, blah, 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 blah. She's a woman. So what? You're a director, you're a director. Why do you have to say she's a woman, first of all? And if any time you said the first woman director or the first black director or the first brown director, I'm looking at you like, you stupid fuck. Why are you demeaning them? Why can't they just be directors, you know? Why do you have to label, they're pretty good for a woman. But Barbie, I do not understand. Stanley, you claim you did not see Barbie. That's what you claim. That's what you claim. I'm going to play the trailer of it. There's only 2 minutes of it. And maybe I can understand it. Maybe I can get behind it. Here we go, Barbie. Maybe I get.
Hey, Barbie. Can I come to your house today?
Sure. I don't have anything big planned. Just a giant blowout party with all the Barbies and planned choreography and a bespoke song. You should stop by.
So cool.
You can find me under the light, diamonds under my eyes.
It's the best day ever.
It is the best day ever. So is yesterday, and so is tomorrow, and every day from now until forever.
Do
you guys ever think about dying?
When my heart breaks.
Some things have been happening that might be related.
When my world shakes.
Cold shower.
Ooh.
Falling off my roof. And my heels. are on the ground. What do I have to do?
You have to go to the real world. You can go back to your regular life, or you can know the truth about the universe. The choice is now yours.
The first one, the high heel.
You have to want to know, okay? Do it again.
Close your eyes, bye.
Coming with you.
Okay.
Wow! It's the real world. What's going on? Why are these men looking at me?
Yeah, they're also staring at me.
Barbie in the real world. That's impossible.
If this got out, this could be an extremely weird thing for our world. This would be a catastrophe.
I haven't played with Barbie since we were like 5 years old.
Oh. No one rests until this doll is back in a box.
Humans only have one ending.
Get that Barbie!
Ideas live forever.
I won't let you do just one appendectomy.
But I'm a man.
But not a doctor.
Can I talk to a doctor?
You are talking to a doctor.
Can I need a clicky pen?
No.
A sharp thing?
No.
There he is. Doctor!
Somebody get security.
Is Bobby coming? You're still in doubt.
I can't do it. Can't do it. I try to have an open mind. I can't do it. It's too stupid. It is too stupid. As much as weed did I smoke, I can't do it. I do not condone. I mean, I do not. Oh, Jesus. No Barbie. No Barbie. 602, King of Kings. How are you, King? No Barbie. No Barbie. 602.
Hey,
602, you're live.
Buddy.
Hey, good afternoon, King. We got Stanley here. You're here. Pat had to leave. King, you have a daughter. And have you seen Barbie? Have you seen Barbie?
No, I haven't seen it yet.
Yet? I feel sorry for yet. We do things for our children. We do things for our children. Now, King, let me ask you a question, and then this is Friday. You got 30 seconds, whatever you want to talk about, but I wanted to ask you a question.
Yeah.
Do you believe, you know, when they do the superheroes, Black Panther, black. I understand Black Panther is black. Can you follow a black Superman? Let's say they come out with a black Superman in the future, or a black Iron Man, which I think they are coming out with. And it's because of a racial divide or put people together. Can you follow that? Can you say, okay, I can accept a black Superman? Because you are black Superman, by the way, King, with your raising your kids and keeping a good job, going to a good job in there and doing your music. That is being a black Superman. In fact, you know what? I'm going to make a T-shirt, Black Superman. But let's go from D.C., Can you accept a black Superman? Do you believe that they should have a black Superman? And do you believe they should have a black Santa Claus just so other black kids can identify with a superhero? What's your opinion?
It's kind of hard to say, really. I mean, I don't know. I mean, if they want to be equal, then yeah, they can go ahead and do that, you know.
But why can't he be white and we just accept Superman's white? Why does he have to be black for us to identify? We could identify good and bad, evil and
yeah.
Thing. I guess I have this thing. I'm going to tell you something. Yeah, I was a kid. I got trauma. Trauma in my life. Nothing but trauma. I was raised in trauma. Mm-hmm. 7 years old, I said to my mom, I'm going to go see Santa. She goes, okay. So she takes me to Compton. And there's this big black dude in a white beard, by the way. There's Santa. I go, Mama, Santa ain't black. He is too, son. go talk to Santa. I ain't going to talk to that dude. You look like you just got out of jail. You know what I'm saying? So, King, I'm saying this as a family man. You're selling crack on the side. Here, son, give that to your mother. But I'm saying this to a family man. If your daughter asks you, is Santa black or Santa white? Jesus white, Jesus black. What are you going to say to your kids?
If they'd be like, is Superman black? I'm going to say, hold on 1 second. And I'm going to turn to the movie Meteor Man. I'm like, yeah, there he goes right there.
Okay. But, I can't argue with that. But I'm just thinking, when they're doing that, they're saying that we can't, as minorities, accept a white person as to look up to because he's white.
Yeah.
So we have to have our own image. I mean, is that just me, or how do you feel about that?
Well, I mean, and I agree with what you're saying, but I also feel that I also feel like a lot of that stuff, people don't think what they want to think, but I also feel like back in the day, a lot of stuff, it was that's probably the way it was created, you know what I mean? But I think it should be equal, you know what I'm saying? Like, if people want to feel like, oh, why can't there be a black Superman, then they probably just have to dig and research it, you know? I mean, because a lot of this stuff was remade, and a lot of this stuff was taken from us, or some of it was based off of us, you know what I mean? So
true.
You brought up a good point.
Go ahead, King.
Yeah, like the X-Men. Like X-Men,
right.
That was kind of based off of African-American, and I don't have all the details, but I was reading a short article before I had moved on to read something else. Some other stuff, you know, but a lot of this stuff, it was based off of another human being, I want to say, you know, but I don't know. I accept the fact that we had a white Superman, you know. I mean, it's hard to believe that Christopher Reeve fell off a horse, you know what I mean? But, hey, I mean, I accept it, you know what I mean?
Right. But you brought up a really good point, and most people don't know this, and this is before your time.
Yeah.
Before my time, but I'm a history thing with the entertainment industries, because Stanley's still here, and we're finally talking about movies. You know, I go far back as, you know, old dudes when they were listening to radio. That was way before my time. But there was a dude that they listened to called the Masked Man, and he had a sidekick named Tonto, and he was the Long Ranger. Now, people did not know that was based on a true story from a black man named Bass Reeves. Bass Reeves was the original, and Stanley, did you know that? I wonder if Stanley knew that.
No, I didn't know that.
Yeah, Bass Reeves, and it's coming out. There's a movie that's coming out, Reeves, whatever. Bass Reeves was the original Lone Ranger. He was a black man. And I think he was from Mississippi. I'm not quite sure. And what he did was one day he was seen, and I don't know if you knew that, King. Do you know that? Did you know who Bass Reeves was? Well,
I was to see a picture, I probably would, but I know that I was reading some. Okay, so there was this one article that I was reading. And it was about a black cowboy, and they had took that character and brought it to the screen, and they brought it to the screen and made it for a white guy, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And like, but it's so much out there that it's being remade, you know? And so if people don't want to accept the fact that Superman can't be black or whatever the case, you know, whatever, then that's their thoughts. All I know is that a lot of this stuff has been stolen from us and it's been remade, you know. And so they go with the story, you know. That's how they do it, you know.
Right. And let me play you. Go ahead, Sammy.
Like I said, I am so tired that we're still talking about race. Like I said, Brian. When we had a black president, I think in my eyes it was over. Once Obama became president, that we had a black president. No pity for black men, for black people, basically talking about race. Because you had the highest person become president, you have no excuse. You want to come back to victimhood. We had something that back in the day Martin Luther King and Rosa Parks thought would have never happened, to having a black president. We had the highest level there is a and twice he was elected. So we had a black president for the 8 years, and you still complain as a black person?
Well, the reason I said that, no, I'm not going racist on this, Stanley. The reason I'm saying is, in fact, I'm going direct opposite. It's like when we get the toy companies and we get Marvel, we get everybody manufacturing, we're going Barbie, there's a black Barbie, Mexican Barbie, Italian Barbie, Swedish Barbie, whatever. Why do we have to have so many denominations of Barbies when we could all accept a white Barbie? And when they make it for your area, because you're in a hood, okay, we're gonna get a nappy headed Barbie and with a weave and has accessories as a weave and whatever. I think that's racist. I think black people can accept the white Barbie. Barbie is Barbie. I think they can. And so that's what I'm on your side, Stanley. And it turns to this other movie, but.
Don't ask white people to have ID. That's supposed to be racist. It's like black people, we can't have ID. It's scary for black people to have ID if they want to vote.
Right.
It's racist.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
See, and I think the media, and King, tell me if you agree, and Stanley, I think the media are the most racist people in the world. If you ever, I'm in California. And to this day, they still do this. Well, there has been another theft going on in the neighborhood, and the description is he's a black man, 6 foot, two, whatever. But they never say there's been a theft in the neighborhood, and it's a white man. So they never call him out. They will call it out if it's minority. Well, he looks Hispanic, and they will call him out. And I think the media is the most racist of them all. I do. But here's my theory. Well, I want you to listen to this. And this was played back in the day in the 50s of Lone Ranger. And this was, and I'm playing this as a point. Here we go. Everybody knows who Lone Ranger is, right? Do you know, Stanley, who Lone Ranger is? Do you?
Yes. You know? Yes, the famous movie the Indian and the
Tonto
cowboy first.
Tonto. Okay, now here's how it played back in the 50s. Listen to this.
Horse with the speed of light, a cloud of dust, and a hearty Hi-Yo Silver. The Lone Ranger.
Hi-Yo Silver! Away!
With his faithful Indian companion Tonto, the daring and resourceful masked rider of the plains, led the fight for law and order in the early West. Return with us now to those thrilling days of yesteryear. The Lone Ranger rides again.
And so you have a white guy on a horse shooting. He's wearing a little mask. He's the Lone Ranger with his faithful Indian friend, Tonto. Okay, that was televised. Everybody thought it. John Hart played it. He died 2009 as the Long Ranger, as the actor. But even in the radio, they all said that he was, you know, he's a white guy with a mask and a white hat and a Long Ranger. People don't know what Long Ranger is. A ranger was a marshal, a sheriff. And that's who he was. He was a ranger. Back in those days, they were rangers. They used to call them the rangers back in the 1800s and whatever, because they were basically marshals. How would you call them? Troopers? Like in Canada or something, they would call them troopers, the cops. Similar like that. And he was a lone ranger, meaning he did it by himself, but he did have a help of an Indian friend. Now we fast forward to Bass, who is the Long Ranger. Listen, he was born in 1830. It's a great story. But Bass was the Long Ranger. But they took it to the other level of a white guy on a horse, and they called him the Long Ranger. But here's Bass Reeves. He was born in 1838. He was from Crawford County, Arkansas. He died January 12, 1910. It was a sad death, too, in Oklahoma. He was an American lawman who was one of the first deputy U.S. Marshals of African descent in the American West. He was born a slave in Arkansas. Reeves grew up in Grayson County, Texas, following the relocation of his owner, William Reeves. Get this, but you have to get it in your head. His owner. When was the last time you had a description of a human being saying his owner? He was a slave. And it's very important. I know people are tired of hearing about black, white, blah, blah, blah. But this is history that King's kids, in my opinion, should know who these people are. This guy was a slave. He grew up as a slave. His owner, he took his owner's name, but yet he became a marshal. He became the Long Ranger that millions of kids used to go to his toy stores to get the gun and the mask and the hat, and they pretended that they were a Long Ranger, and nobody wanted to be the Indian. Okay, I'm the Long Ranger. You be Tonto. I don't want to be Tonto. You're Tonto. I don't want Tonto. Because he was an Indian.
Yep.
And in real life, the real Long Ranger, which is Bath Reeves, from the Wild West, and one of the first black deputies, Marshall, Reeves killed 14 outlaws and apprehended more than 3,000 people. He killed 14 outlaws and apprehended more than 3,000 people throughout his career.
Yeah.
And this was in Indian Territory, modern-day Kansas and Oklahoma. This is a history of Kansas, too, that they're not teaching. And the reason they called him a Long Ranger, he had a friend, he had a scout, who was his Indian scout, who helped him scout these outlaws. And his name was not Tonto, but he had an Indian scout that helped him. So it was Bass Reeves and his Indian companion who scouted and got the outlaws. That's who the real Long Ranger is, Bass Reeves, everybody. And you should check it out. It was a great documentary on him. It was a great movie on him. But it was really sad how he died. There you go. A little history.
Yep.
There you go. Of who was the real Long Ranger in Kansas. Yeah. There you go. People don't like to hear the truth, but I have to tell it sometimes.
Wow. Damn.
Is that interesting?
This is what happens when you listen to a great show, which is a Blog Talk Radio of Brian the Hammer Jackson. He gives you facts, he gives you history, he gives you comedy, and he's a movie director who gives you the truth. Please continue listening
well,
to his great show. Thank you.
Well, thank you, Stanley. Oh, thank you, King. Thank you, Stanley. Thank you guys so much. 918 is in the studio. I think I know who it is. 918, how are you? You're on the air with Stanley and King. 918. Is this Angela? Hello,
this
Angela.
Is Angela, and I haven't prepared that contract yet because I went to my class reunion last weekend, and somebody gave me a virus.
What?
Cough my ass. I'm just...
What? What are you talking about? What's going on?
I got a virus from someone at the class reunion. It was wonderful, except for one little thing. One of our classmates died Friday morning in a motorcycle accident. So I'm going to his funeral if I can stop packing tomorrow.
Right. Okay. Well, Angela, it's good to hear your voice. You're in the studio now. It's Friday. Everybody has an opinion. I'm going to lead you on and give you some red meat. How do you
feel? Well, I'm concerned for Stanley. I mean, this must be an awful blow to you. 91 indictments.
All right, I'm going to stand back. Have
you changed your... Well, I'm just wondering if you're still a fan of Trump, or did the debate change your mind?
Well, I like Vivek. Christie, I can't stand. Ron DeSantis, I'm still surprised that he doesn't. He's not very good in debate. What else? Who else is there? Tim Scott didn't even show himself. What the hell was he doing? He was in the corner, not even talking. What's her name? The girl, that Nikki Haley. I disagree with what she said. When there's a thing, something to do, a man can do it, but a woman does the move, does the thing. Oh, come on, stop it. Shut up.
Might be true.
Might be true.
She ain't going to be the one. Who else?
What about the great guy on the far right?
Who was the great guy in the far right?
Greg. His name was Greg something, small town guy.
Oh.
I bet you liked him.
Maybe I did. Maybe I would have to look. But, like, it's more Vivek that surprised me. Vivek seems to be. But is he saying the things that I want to hear? Or is he truthfully believing what he wants to believe?
I think you're looking for someone that can be elected.
Yeah, but the problem is that people, because of the indictment and everything, Donald Trump is getting like 62% approval by the Republicans.
By the MAGA Republicans that responded to the poll.
Yeah, but the MAGA Republicans are the Republicans. That's the problem. It's 62%. So good luck finding that. The indictment.
Well, and then he's a shoo-in to lose then. I wouldn't want to lose the presidency if I were a Republican.
But I don't think Biden's going to be the person who's going to go and get him. He beat him before, but not the way he is now. It's a different thing. He used to be. He was a president. Now
he's an indicted criminal.
It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter for that. We don't care about the indictment criminal. We care about what the president's doing. And I'm sorry, a lot of Americans, we're not happy with the grocery. He's responsible for that. Not happy with inflation. He's responsible for that. The price of gas. Did you see what it is? It's crazy. Look how he reacted with the Maui in Hawaii. They didn't even do something about it. Whoa. He's sleeping all over, almost falling apart. Can't even ride a bike and he's falling apart. Can't even go upstairs a floor and he's falling apart. Come on. He's giving how many billions of dollars to Ukraine and we can't even take care of our own? It's not about the indictment of Donald Trump.
It would take Congress to give more than $700 per family. And that's just the facts.
I agree. But he could. Can he not give an executive order?
No, not in this matter.
Well, he's the president.
I hear an echo, Brian. Should I call back in?
I hear you fine. I don't hear an echo. I hear you fine, kiddo. If you'd like to call back in, but before you leave, would you like to tell Stanley and King the contract that you are going to put in front of me? Would you like to tell them
that? Well, my representative is not here, and since his boundaries. Brian Hammer, boundaries need help.
Melissa, wait, you might have to change your representative because Melissa is not part of the show anymore. So you might have to change your representative.
What did
she's
happen?
Not part of the show anymore. She has other things she has to do. You know,
she does have a life, so, I mean, that happens.
Yes. So you might have to change your representative and come back with that contract with the boundaries. But it's okay.
Well, I just want to make the boundaries clear to you. because okay, I think you need some help in this area.
Okay. I am anxious to read the contract. And we'll see.
Well, I'm going to see if
we'll
I can
just,
get
Melissa
to come
you know
back
me?
And represent me.
No, no, no. You know who will be a better representative? Pat will be a good representative for you. Pat would be one. Laverne would be one.
Laverne would
be
a
best.
Very good representative.
She would be amazing. She would be amazing.
Is she mad at you too now? Did you cross the boundary?
No, Laverne's not mad. It's just that people's life go on, and they got things they got to do, and they go on.
Okay.
You know that. You've been on a show for a while, and then you disappeared for 2 years. Stanley just got back. I haven't heard my brother in about a year. King, I seldom see King. Well, I'm glad when he comes in. But people have their lives, and we go on with the same show, and we meet new people. But Laverne will be an amazing representative. I will listen to Laverne.
Yes.
I would.
Yes, I believe you would.
I would.
I'm still going to talk to Melissa, though, and find out.
Okay. And you can.
But my class reunion, other than that unfortunate incident, was wonderful. We had such a good time.
Did you really? I'm glad you did. Yeah. You know, Angela, I hate class reunions. I hate them. I hate them with a passion. I'd rather cut myself.
Have you gone to one?
Life. No, and I don't want to.
But then how do you know that you hate them?
Because I feel the past is the past. You know, I feel the worst thing you can do is go to a class reunion. I don't know. Stanley, have you ever been one? King, have you ever been to a class reunion? Have you guys ever or
yeah,
want to?
Yes, and then you get surprised that the hot chick that used to be the cheerleader that was a 9, she's a 4 or 5. She gained about 100 pounds.
Right, and a grandma.
Well, I got kids and this and that. Oh, my God. Can't even recognize you anymore.
Everybody I
met there was fabulous. A lot of the ladies turned blonde, though. I mean, that was a little bit bizarre. But,
and you're in Oklahoma? Is there a lot of blondes in Oklahoma?
Mm-hmm.
Is there a lot
of
blondes in Oklahoma?
Well, we came from all over. I mean, Alaska, Hawaii.
Yeah, that's true.
I mean, people came from...
That's true.
Yeah.
That's true.
You know, that one was newly divorced, so that was kind of cool.
Wow. But, you know, I'm glad you had a good time. Just me, I have a friend I haven't talked to in a while. You know, I got my own personal Facebook with my own personal, and these are for my family and friends. This dude was married. He got married. He had 3 sons. 2 of them fought in Afghan war. Very proud of Marines.
Okay.
Beautiful wife. And he had the nerve to say to me, Brian, I said, yes. He goes, you know the best time of my life? I go, what? High school. And he started to talk about high school. He started to talk about when he was leading in the band. He started to talk about when I was in football, and he had my clippings, my football clippings in high school. He used to collect them. And he started talking about me. And I go, but that's high school. I mean, we're talking about this now. You know what I mean? It's not like it was 10 years ago. We're talking about, and some people can't let go. And I'm not saying you. I think it's great that you can go back and have a good experience. I really think it's great. But I just don't want to relive high school again or how I was or what I did or who dated who. And Stanley was right. The only reason I would go is that to bang that chick, that college chick or that high
That's
school queen. No, I got to be honest. Am I King Stanley, am I right? Am I right, that high school chick that was out of reach and you want that class reunion, you want to see what she looks like? We're animals. I'm being honest. Or that teacher that you thought was hot when you were 16 and now she's, you know, 95. And you,
well, the teachers were there Friday night. That was a lot of fun.
Was
we
that
really
fun?
Enjoyed that.
Wow.
Yeah, and
wow.
Some of the parents and that still lived here. And
seriously.
It was a blast. But the only problem, there was a problem. And the problem was the speech on Saturday night. You know, someone's got to give the keynote speech. And he's an attorney. And he started talking about the legislative, I don't know, something about tax law. And then he goes into the history of the Cobb salad. Did you know it was invented in 1933?
I had no idea.
So thrilling. I mean, a long, probably 7 minutes about the Cobb salad alone.
Wow.
He's very intellectual. And he tied it in with Dianne Feinstein. You know, how she'd been the mayor of San Francisco. I didn't know that.
Wow.
You know.
Wow.
And he started getting the looks from us. So he switched it back up to the 80s and 90s. That was a lot better. But it was the longest. I'm going to put it on blast because no one should have to go through that at their class reading. And tax law?
Yeah, I know.
I mean, come on.
But you know what, Angela? If you had a good experience, and it sounds like you did, God bless you. God bless you.
I did.
You know.
We had
no. It
wasn't
I'm
like
happy
what
for you
make it sound like. Yeah,
well,
it's just catching up with each other and seeing what people are doing, and you know, being happy for each other's good fortune.
Right, right. But you have to understand that when I went to high school, we had different groups. They used to call them cliques. I was with the football group, and then there was another group. There was a surfer group, and there were these groups, and there was my group of high schoolers that I will probably talk to or get familiar with are morons. And that's just for me, you know, because I did not go with the band people or chess club or the golf club. I did not hang with those
people. Orchestra?
Well, no, actually, yes, because my first girlfriend was in band. She played the flute, my first girlfriend.
That's not orchestra.
And she... Well, in high school, it's orchestra. I mean, what do you want me to say? I don't know. They did their concerts. Does that count? They marched in the parades, but they did concerts. Isn't that orchestra? If you did concerts, how's that? In a small town, when you give a concert, it's an orchestra.
And we have the John Beard Society. That was a lot of fun.
Oh, God. You mean the Birch Society, John Birch Society? Because I don't know Beard.
Yes,
I know Birch.
I was thinking of David Beard. Never mind. But, the John Birch Society.
John Birch Society is a conservative, and correct me if I'm wrong, Angela. Conservative.
I was raised in oil.
Very ultra-conservative, borderline on white supremacist group. Correct me if I was wrong.
I wouldn't say white supremacy, but definitely conservative. But I grew up in a very conservative town. It was an oil town, and you know, we had a lot of privilege. I mean, not everybody gets to fly down to Dallas just to go shopping at the Galleria.
Sure.
Yeah, I had friends that we could do that. I mean, I had it so good.
You still can. But that's one of the reasons why I never went. We have a little amusement park here in California called Knott's Berry Farm. I don't know if you guys ever heard of Knott's Berry Farm.
Mm-hmm.
But Knott's Berry Farm is owned by the John Birch Society. And I boycotted it my whole life. I have never been there because of John. There was an association. But I think they sold it, to tell you the truth. I think they sold it from the John Birch Society because it was affiliated with
the John Birch Society
in the beginning.
It just no longer exists.
I think they sold it or it's under a new company, so I may go back. But back in the day, they started that. And, you know, Stanley and King, tell me about your experience. Sorry, I had a cough but I held it. Tell me about your experience if you went to your class reunion, because I hear Angela's experience. It sounds good. And as a guy, Stanley,
until I got sick.
What happened? What? Okay. Oh. What, did you get the flu or something? Or you get food poisoning?
I caught something. It was very crowded. Place had a lot of chandeliers, just not a lot of space. And we had close to 300 there. So it was pretty cool.
Well, I bet you were. You don't seem to me to be a popular girl in high school. You seem to me to be the agitator, the girl in the group that raised her hand in the question. You would join groups, but I don't. You would like to be the leader, but you stay back a little bit and push the leader to success. That's the kind of girl I think you are. Am I wrong here?
Yeah, a little bit. I was more about my music. I was a member of the John Birch Society. Yeah, I was. I almost went to Peabody Conservatory.
Really? Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Congratulations. I didn't know you did music. What instrument did you play?
My major instrument was violin.
Oh, was it really? Wow.
Mm-hmm.
And that's an unusual instrument, especially in Oklahoma. That's interesting.
How so?
Very interesting. Well, that's awesome.
I think people... So, Stanley, did you go to your class reunion?
Yes, that's what I was curious. And if you did, I want to hear about it from a guy's point of view. Stanley King, did you guys go?
No, I don't think we have one yet.
King's too young to
really?
Have a reunion. King's way too young to have a reunion. King barely got out of high school right now. He barely got out.
Wow.
But seriously, he's too young to have a reunion. He's right. What, King, would you go? King, would you go to your class? You got kids now. You got in a divorce.
He has kids.
You got music.
Excuse me.
Yeah, King has three beautiful. Well, I'll let King tell you. King, Angela. Angela King.
Hey, what's going on?
Sorry.
I don't know if I'll go, though.
You know, you can always leave. You don't have to stay if it's uncomfortable.
Yeah.
And that's what I always tell myself. I didn't go to the first class reunion, but now we're going to have them every 5 years.
Yeah, I haven't decided if I go to one.
Like I said, I was shocked that the cheerleader, the most beautiful woman, was 200 pounds, and that shocked me. So.
Well, maybe she has a health condition. I mean, who knows?
Oh, Stanley.
I will say one of the mean girls had a brain tumor that was removed, and it didn't help her personality at all.
But you know what I think, Angela? I was thinking the hot chicks and Stanley and maybe King can... The hot chicks in high school probably got divorced twice, at the minimum twice, I guarantee you.
Mm.
I bet you the most popular girls have a high divorce rate. What do you think?
But I don't think that's true.
Okay. Yeah, I agree.
These entitled girls in high school and... They were so popular then. I think it's going to be hard for them to come down into reality that you're not the most popular girl anymore. And it goes for college, too. That you are now just an average citizen competing with everybody else for, for peace and a happy husband.
And money.
You're not in.
It's
anymore.
All about the money.
It is. It is.
Mm-hmm. Like my friend, she's got a show on the Food Network. I mean, she's making bank, serious bank. Yeah, and all my other friends are doing quite well. And if they're not, they're hiding it well.
Well, yeah, it is all about the money. And I'm going to tell you something about hot girls. You got that, and I think the guy can agree with me. You only got that window for maybe 3 or 4 years before somebody else moves you out. I think that ladies, I really think the sexiest ladies in the world are strong, empowered women who
smart,
fight for
very
success.
Intelligent. Mm-hmm.
Oh yeah, I think they're the sexiest women on this planet. That they fight for success and they're empowered and they're strong. To me, that's sexy. But a girl who's one of those mean girls in high school, I'm more apt to think that they're going to be divorced twice, get into drugs because they're trying to maintain that
she
beauty.
She did get a divorce. Oh, that's so true. She did get a divorce.
Oh, did
but
she get a divorce?
She had that brain tumor that she acted all crazy, even more than normal. But, yeah,
wow.
She got a divorce. That was her own fault.
Yeah, it's hard to maintain if that's what you want in life and that's what you want. I mean, you're flashing your driver's license because you have a picture on it just because you want it. I think it's hard to maintain beauty. Beauty is not attainable at all. It's fleeting. Stanley, I go to Stanley. Stanley, would you, if you're in high school right now, would you pick a female nerd? She has glasses on. She's not the best looking girl in school, but she could code. And she's a gamer, or would you pick the bimbo with the beauty queen for the football team, a cheerleader? Which one would you go for?
Yeah, I have to be attracted to the person. If I'm not attracted to the person, then we have a problem.
So
you
would go for the bimbo?
Mind.
Who's the,
huh? Yeah, I want somebody who's first. I have to be attracted to you. Then after it's your personality. I can't go out with somebody I'm not attracted to. So.
But can't the
but
woman,
we're talking
what,
high school.
High school. Everybody
high
wanted.
School.
Everybody wanted to have the cheerleader, but nobody could get her. Except the jock of except the quarterback. Except the quarterback.
Because the cheerleader dated
the
somebody else
one.
From another high school, and they didn't tell you about that what a slut she was. Wow. I don't know. I think, to me, brains are sexy. To me, a girl who can code, a woman who wants things and empowered is very sexy to me. That's sexy to me. I mean, if you take off the shirt, everybody got the mechanics, the biology of a woman. And I just like a woman I can talk to afterwards. And I like a woman who can applaud me, saying, Brian, you are the best in the world. And that was so amazing, more amazing than Black Superman. Brian, you're Black Superman. Thank you, lady. You are going to be my girlfriend. But I don't know. I don't know. Hey, Sally, what happened if she's really attractive, beautiful, but she's a Democrat? Would you still date her?
Ooh, I have no problem with Democrat until she doesn't be like cuckoo, like Nancy Pelosi and crazy like her. I have no problem with Democrats. I wish that Democrats were a little bit more less crazy. They seem like to be like. Anti, they have TDS, they have Trump, derangement syndrome. Trump.
Well,
every
the
day.
MAGA
like,
people are insane. You have to agree to that.
Yeah, they believe they love this person and everything they love in it. But you, Joe Biden is the president. We're still talking about Trump.
You know what? He hasn't been indicted. He doesn't have 91 charges against him, all of them felonies. He doesn't have a civil case, which he had to pay for because he sexually abused a woman. And that's just for starters.
Wait. He didn't sexually abuse a woman and everything. That woman invented that story, and you really believe that? He
no.
Was, did you hear
well,
that?
Then why
hear
was he found guilty? And responsible.
He was found guilty because it was in New York.
Uh-huh.
Hello?
Uh-huh.
I'm sorry. It's not a person of his peers and everything. Now, 95% of people don't.
He found a picture of the woman with Marla Maples.
No.
I mean, come
you
on.
You think I'm going to believe that woman
and
30 years later?
He said that she wasn't his type. She was exactly his type.
You think I'm going to believe this woman 30 years later with her story? Really?
Well, that wasn't the first time she came forward with it.
Yeah.
But we can save that
later,
argument for a different day.
Yeah. 30 years later, she came back with it again. Come on. There's a limit.
Well, there's
If you really got rape and things like that, you do it the next day. The next day you go to the policeman and you ask him basically. You don't do 30 years or 20 years or 10 years and everything. You go the next day. Oh, fine, I'll give you even a year. I'll give you a year. But after that, I'm sorry. There's a problem with you. If you got rape,
this is
the
civil court, not a criminal court.
Yeah, so that's even worse.
And the statute of limitations are different.
If he thinks that he's a rapist, why didn't she go to court? Why didn't she go get a criminal court?
And how could she prove her case 30 years later if it were not true?
Well, in a civil case, you don't have to prove beyond a reasonable doubt. In a civil case, you don't.
Well, we're not talking about murder.
In a civil case, you don't have to prove beyond reasonable doubt. You don't. In a criminal,
you seem to be comparing it to a murder case, and it wasn't murder.
Even in rape, a rapist is
she won.
Innocent.
Hands down, she won.
Yeah, she won because she was innocent.
And Biden hasn't been subjected to a case like this, or even
Biden,
suggesting.
Biden had a woman that said she touched him and everything, never went to the court. This woman tried to do something, and nobody wants to talk about it. Biden's not a – and also Biden is the same one that had his – and the diary of his daughter that said but that basically she was – Biden was taking a shower with his daughter. Come on. There's a diary that says that. Come on.
I don't believe that. That has to be fake news, as you would claim.
I don't
know. You know, and Biden has produced results.
I don't know about that. And you guys had a good debate. Good talk. That was good.
Mm-hmm.
It's not going to be resolved.
Oh, and I can respect
what
you believe, Stanley. I have no problem with that.
Oh,
I have
pretty
a problem
nice.
With that.
Okay. But I want to ask you, what kind of
your man's going the pokey. He's going down. He's going to have head lice. He's
going
to smell like urine like he does now. I guess it won't be much of a change of his diapers.
No. Not going down. No. And don't forget, in 2024, Trump's going to be the president, and then I'm going to hear you cry. He's going to be the next president. Ain't going to be
no, he will not be the next president. I think the Republicans need to pick a better candidate, like Asa Hutchinson.
Nope.
He would have been good.
Nope. We're not going to pick a better president.
What about Asha? He's from Arkansas.
But I was really impressed with Nikki Haley. I was really impressed with her. I think she did a great job.
Brian, people don't want Nikki Haley. They all
I know.
Want her.
I know.
They want it Ron DeSantis or maybe Vivek. Nikki Haley has no support from Republicans. None.
Yeah.
None.
Well,
none.
She heard
then why was she on the stage?
She
obviously
Trump,
has enough
Trump.
Support to be on that stage.
Yeah, she has enough support, but she doesn't have enough support to become the nominee for the Republicans. Nikki Haley will not win.
I agree.
Yeah.
I agree.
It's not going to happen.
She's firm. And I think she's someone to
watch.
I think Brian's right.
No, we don't want Nikki Haley. We don't. Sorry, we don't.
Well, if you're afraid of a little friendly competition on your own side, I think that speaks volumes.
No, we just don't want Nikki Haley. That's all. She doesn't bring the vibes. Doesn't bring the thing that we want. We want to fight her. And
what did
I'm
you
sorry,
think of Mike Pence? I'm just curious. Your thoughts.
I thought Mike Pence. No, I thought he was great. I loved how he defended himself for the first time. I heard him get angry, and I heard him show emotions about what happened and that he certified the votes.
Mm-hmm.
I liked what he stood for. I did. I liked Mike Pence. The only thing that got to me with Mike Pence when he started saying, I believe in the Lord, I am a member of the Lord, Jesus Christ.
Oh, when he was saved, yeah.
Yeah, that's the only thing that got me with Pence, and depending on what testament that he believes in or what book that he believes in, it could lend a problem to the United States of America. You know what I mean? That could be a problem. That could be a problem with the gays. It could be a problem with the minorities. It could be a problem with a lot of things, but he understands the Constitution, and I like that about Pence. That's all I have to say. I thought he impressed me too.
Mm-hmm.
The one who did
Stanley,
not impress
what about you? Did you have an opinion on Pence?
No, Pence was a little bit weak in everything. Of course, I respect that he defended himself. He believed what he believed in everything, but he's not going to be the nominee for the president. Sorry.
Well, let's ask King.
Well, he
King
made a very strong showing, though.
Oh, did he really?
Excuse me.
I mean, he held his own.
I thought he did.
I thought he did, too. If I had to choose my top three, number one would have been Nikki Haley's number one. Number two, you know, I think Christie hurt himself.
Yeah.
Instead of him going after policy, he went directly after that dude, that Charlemagne, whatever his name is. I thought he's a joke. I thought he's a meme. I think he's a TikTok meme.
And he even said so himself, we're having fun here, direct quote.
Yeah.
You know, and that ended. To me, that ended it.
Yeah, but Christie
and we don't need another rookie.
He lost a good opportunity. He lost a good opportunity to say what he was for and how he can move the country forward. Instead, he went after that guy, and then he went after Trump. I think he lost a good opportunity. I think he did.
Well, Asha Hutchinson, who's from Arkansas, I think he spelled it out quite well what he would do. Yeah, on policies and even his thoughts on Trump and why he thought that way.
I think he
I wish
off,
he could
I
have
like
some more
him,
support,
but
I don't see that happening.
But I think he came off a little bit too whiny for me. I like
whiny.
Him. He kind of did.
So he'd been attorney general. What was whiny about that?
No, but he was kind of on a debate stage. He was kind of shy, kind of low-key, kind of not aggressive. And I was looking, and Sonny's right in this area. I was looking for somebody aggressive and somebody, you know, going after them and getting the job done, not Trump way, but Nikki Haley way.
Mm-hmm.
When she started saying, let's be real, everybody, if you know, when you talk about abortion, that you cannot put a federal amendment on abortion because you got the House and you got the Senate to vote on this and you're not going to get it done. That was the first real thing I heard.
No, you're not.
That was the first real thing I heard in the primary. She goes, it's not going to get done. And don't lie to the American people. It's not going to get done. So that's who I thought won.
Now, I thought the one that did the poorest was DeSantis. It was him, because he would not answer a question well. He couldn't even cover up that he wasn't answering it.
Well, DeSantis is not running for president. He's running for vice president. That's what he's doing. He's thinking that Trump is going to be, and granted, and he will be the primary, and DeSantis is not running for president. He's looking to be Trump's vice president. That's what he's doing. He looks really weak doing it.
Well, I thought Dental Guy was running for the VP slot. But Stanley, who do you think would be a good vice president to Trump?
Maybe Vivek.
You think?
Yeah. Maybe him, or I don't know. A good vice president would be very hard. Because Vivek doesn't want to be a number two, you know? And Ron DeSantis, I would have said Ron, but were you impressed by Ron, Brian? What did you think about Ron? Brian?
I am here.
I think we've lost him. Okay, there he is.
Yeah, yeah.
But
what did you both think about Ron DeSantis?
Because,
what did you?
Huh?
What
I
did
didn't
you
hear
both
you.
Think about Ron DeSantis?
I think he's. How can I say it? I think he wrote on Donald Trump's coattails from to get to be a governor. I remember when he did that commercial with his children about the guns, and he was trying to tell them a fairy tale about Trump, and a kid had guns and everything, that commercial. I think he's very intimidated by Donald Trump. I don't think he has his own will. I don't think he can lead. I think he's afraid to make the decisions. I think he needs – there are some people who are natural-born leaders and some people who are followers. DeSantis is not a leader. He's a follower. You can see it in his demeanor. That's just my opinion.
He's an echo chamber is what he is.
Yeah, and banning books in Florida, he's not governing this. And banning books and telling people that slavery is a – is a tool that they could use later on in life to help them succeed. I think he,
life skills,
he's a smart
I think
man. What is he, from Harvard? Does he have a Harvard degree, I think? He's a smart guy.
I hope not.
But he
That's
just
bad.
Doesn't have the he has some kind of degree. I think it's from Harvard. I'm not quite sure. I think maybe be in law, too. I would have to look at his background. But he's just not a leader. He's not a leader, in my opinion. What do you think? What do you think, Stanley? What do you think, Angela? I just don't think he's a leader.
Stanley.
Yeah,
Stanley,
I
what do you think?
Yeah, I agree with you. He sounds like more a follower than another thing. I agree.
Yes. He would do good as second in command, number two. As somebody gives him
I
a format
I like the guy
to do,
from Nebraska.
I don't know who... was he on
he
the
was
stage?
On the very far right. Yeah, he was the last one on the right.
Okay.
And he came from
he
a small town of 300 people.
Oh, him. Oh, him. Yeah, because he mentioned it a lot, of 300 people or someone else, and he got – yeah. That's like using
Why
a trick.
Why do you think he said that?
Because I think there used to be a joke with lawyers used to do that, too. They used to say, well, I'm just an old country lawyer. I don't know about you big, silly slickers out there, but I just teach, you know, I come from city folks of 200, and you city slickers come in here, and I think he's playing that card. I think he's playing at the hometown, small town group, and I govern them this way.
He's saying I can relate to you when he says that. You know, that these other people to the,
yeah.
I guess would be to the right of him, you know, that all these people are out of touch. They don't know where you come from. That is what he was saying. I thought it was pretty sharp that he did that.
It was good, but again, he's like an Asa to me. I mean, he's the same. There's no difference between him and Asa. He didn't say much. He didn't say much on abortion. Nikki Haley got her – she stuck her neck out there on abortion. No other guy on that panel would have done it. She stuck her neck out. She also stuck her neck out against Trump. The only other person who was doing that was Christie. So she stuck her neck out on abortion and Trump, saying that we
but
we can't move
a lot
on
more
from this.
Fat. You know, like
yeah,
how much
so,
Trump did spend during his presidency. It was
right.
unheard of.
And not many of the other candidates were willing to stick their necks out. She's not going to win. Stanley is absolutely right. She's not going to come near being the primary.
I don't know.
Oh, she's not. Her.
I mean, as soon as Trump, you know, Trump has to abide by certain conditions. I don't see him being able to abide by those. So more than likely, he is going to go to Fulton County Jail. And then at
well,
that point, it'll be anybody's game.
I don't.
But knowing Trump's personality, he will dare them. Trump will dare you because Trump says, "Oh, really? You're going to tell me to shut my mouth? My First Amendment rights? I'm going to speak what I want to speak, and I dare you to put me
well,
by
that's a
the
child.
American people will not." I think he has that attitude. The American people will not stand for it.
And
this is
the American people will not stand. You will not stand. He has the First Amendment. He has the right to speak. So you can't take that out. Sorry, you can't.
But you can impede it if you threaten the safety of our nation. If you threaten the safety of minorities or a different minority group. the Supreme Court has decided that a long time ago.
How could he threaten the minority? What are you talking about?
No, I'm saying there's two reasons why you can impede someone's First Amendment right. I mean, there was an insurrection already, and he is partially responsible for that.
No, no, he's not. He's protected by the First Amendment, by politics of speech. He's not. He's not responsible for that. He's not.
We'll watch the court. We'll see what the court says.
Yeah, you're not responsible for policy fee. If he's responsible for policy fee, that means you have to put every Democrat responsible for everything they say. And if
no,
anything,
it's when it causes violence, when you incite a riot, insurrection.
No. Speech is speech. You think Maxine Waters, when she said what she said, didn't cause violence? When she said go in front of their face and everything and all those things that she said, Maxine Waters, didn't go to their face?
I'm not sure what you're referring to. But I do know he has incited a mob mentality. He's incited violence.
He incited insurrection. No, he didn't. He said go there peacefully.
Fight like hell? I mean, come on.
Yeah, fight like hell. And he also said go
there
peacefully.
With John Eastman whispering in his ear, who was also arrested, I might add.
So let me get straight. So if a person says fight like hell, that means you have to do
Mark
it. And Schumer did the same thing when he said when against one of the Supreme Court.
All his attorneys were arrested.
Doesn't mean anything. It's against the law. We're going to have a First Amendment. It's against the law to arrest this. They would not bring this case against them unless they had...
Very assured evidence. Yes, they would.
They were indicted. They were arrested, but they were not proven guilty.
They were just at the arraignment.
Except for one, the black guy is still in jail. One of them is.
I forget his name.
That's because he insulted an FBI agent. He's an asshole.
He put hands on him. He body slammed him.
Well, no, he knows better. And to assault an FBI agent, and he didn't make bail. I wonder what's going to happen to that jerk.
Nope, he's still in the pokey.
Is he really? And he deserves to be there.
People. Yeah, I mean, he's there. This morning he was there because he has to be arraigned if he's allowed to be let out. He may
That's
be denied
true.
Bail. And these
he
are the friends
be.
Of Donald J. Trump.
I got to ask each one of you guys a question because I got to move. I only got 27 minutes this Friday, and this is where we're going to make the transition. I got to ask each one of you this question, seriously. And this is going to affect one of us in this studio who had to make decisions, and it's going to be very, very sensitive. First of all, the question is, I'm going to go to King first. I don't know if King is still here because he's very quiet. I know he does work to the radio. Do you guys think that there is a murder gene that's in our body when we're born? A murder gene? Angela. And a baby
Me?
Being born.
Well, I come from a murderous family, so...
There's a gene that the baby is born with that's going to determine his fate as a murderer and a killer. It's a gene.
But I come from a murderous family.
Okay.
It goes back centuries.
Damn. Okay. So you're saying yes, you believe in, you believe that there is a murderous gene.
I think there's a high probability, but that may be because of the environment that the child's born into.
Okay, that's fair. What some people would say is environmental or child abuse. But okay, King, I don't know if you're here, but if you are here, do you believe that a child can be born with a gene that can commit murder and killer? He's a killer. He's a natural born killer. Do you believe that a child can be born that way?
I mean, for myself, when it comes to putting a box of chicken in front of me or some pizza or some donuts, and I'll be buttering, I'll butter that shit, you know what I mean? So,
But do you really think that, let's say you had a baby, because my next question is this. Yeah. King, your baby, you got the baby being born. Baby's with the mother, nursing the mother. The doctor pulls you over to his side and says, when we were doing, you know, whatever, Neo, whatever, and we looked at your baby's scan of their, because the baby was acting weird or whatever, and we found a gene that he has a murder gene. He has a gene, a violence gene in this baby, and he's more apt to hurt people and kill people. What would you do? Do you give the baby up for adoption? Do you, what do you do with that baby?
You get that child.
Well, better yet,
counseling.
The better question is that they found
help.
It when she was pregnant. Wait, baby's not born yet. They found it when she was pregnant, and you could abort that baby without causing harm to the mother, knowing that that baby's going to be born with murder gene. What do you do?
I would, you know, the best advice I could give is seek some counseling, get some help, you know. To answer that question, I do believe that children, babies can be born with that gene because a good friend of mine, he's in prison right now for murder. I don't know if he was, born with that or whatever, but he killed a lot of people in Wichita, Kansas, you know. And the sad part is, he was in all the time. He was going to this church across the street from the high school that was attending, you know. And I was seeing him all the time, periodically, you know, shaking his hand, talking with him, you know. I mean, he was just a regular human being. And then when I saw this guy on the news, I said, holy shit. I'm like, oh, man. You know, so, you know, it's just one of those things. And I believe some people is born with it, some people aren't, you know. So it's hard to say.
You are correct, sir. Yes, you are. There is a murder
gene.
Well, yes. And Stanley, do you believe that the same thing? Your woman, your wife, she gives birth, but the doctor tells you before the baby is born that he possesses this gene. It's a serial killer gene. It's a murder gene, and it's going to hurt many people. Do you abort the kid or let the kid be born? What do you do?
I would not try to abort the kid, but I would basically, there must be a way to, yeah, I would go see if specialist or something. There must be a way to resolve that. I don't know. It would be very hard.
Well, the gene is called monoamine. Okay, I'll pronounce, I'm trying to do the best I can. monoamine. Oxidase. It's a gene. It's a serial killer gene that some children are born with. It's a gene. They call it a warrior gene. It codes from an enzyme that metabolizes your neurotransmitter, such as your dopamine. I always hate it. I always can't pronounce it. And your serotonin. Sorry. But anyway, it's a certain mutation of this gene is present in many serial killers. The MAOA gene produced in an enzyme called MOA, M-A-O-A, which regulates the level of neurotransmitters involved in impulse control. This gene is located on the X chromosome, which explains why typically men are serial killers and aggressive since they have only one X chromosome. So, yes. There is a gene that can determine how if a kid's going to be violent or not, or even a serial killer. What do you guys think of that? They call it a born-to-kill gene, and that's what it is.
Wow. What would you do, Brian? Would you kill your son if he had
that? In a minute.
Hello. Wow.
I would abort that motherfucker. I would.
Fetus the fetus.
It's the fetus. I would abort it. I would, but see, I'm one of these people that the mother has a say so in this, and I would convince her to get rid of that demon child. Get rid of it, and then I would run
like
tests.
Like I said, if mothers are able to abort, men should be able to say, "I don't want to be a." That's
right.
When we have that,
you don't
kind
want
of law,
what?
That
you don't want
law,
what?
Okay. If women want to say it's my body, my choice, I think men should say it's my body, my choice too. That means a woman who's pregnant can't come to a man and say, I'm pregnant. And let's say the guy say, I don't want to be a father. He should have the choice not to be a father, not to pay child support, the same way that a woman says, I don't want to.
But you did have a choice. You didn't have
no,
to have sex with the female.
No, he does not have a choice. Like the same
you
thing.
You could
a
go
woman.
To a rubber doll or go to
no,
lotion.
No.
You don't have to have sex with a woman.
And a woman had to. She could have done all the things that you're saying, but she still did it, and she got pregnant.
Well, if
so,
she says she wants to keep the child, he is responsible.
Yeah, exactly. She has the right to keep the child and everything, but he has the right to say, I don't want to be a father. That's equality.
Oh, now that sounds like a two-year-old. I mean, come on, grow up.
No.
You know, you don't want a child, don't have sex with a woman.
My body, my choice. As a woman, you said, my body, my choice. That's what you said.
Well, if you could carry life, then I would say you could say that too.
No.
But you cannot carry life. You can create it.
No. Yeah, but my body, my choice goes to both people. If one person doesn't, a lot of people abort because they don't want to be a mother. A lot of people abort because they don't want to be a mother. That's the reason of abortion. Not because they got
maybe
raped.
Maybe the timing. I don't know the real reason for everyone.
Thank you. The timing. Like you said, the timing, or I'm in my career and everything. You think the timing only happens to women? You don't think timing doesn't happen to men too?
But he sounds like an idiot. If he didn't want to have a child, he would get...
I could say the same thing as a woman. You sound like an idiot. If you didn't want to have a child, I could put the same thing that you're saying.
But you're talking about a woman that wants to keep her child.
No, I'm saying about a woman that wants to have an abortion because she says, it's not my time.
No, you originally said... about a woman that wanted to keep her child, and then the man's on, he has to pay for child support.
He has to pay for child support. He has to be forced to be a father. I don't agree with that system. If
well,
a woman says, I want
to well, he's the one that
says,
got in the bed with her. She was
well,
alone.
But I could say the same thing if the role was reversed. If a woman says, I want to abort, and a man says, no, I want to keep the child, he could say the same thing. You should have not gone to bed with that man.
But he doesn't have control over her body.
Yeah, well, she doesn't have control over her body, but she has control over his life.
He didn't have to get in bed with her.
Well,
teach your son not
to
do that.
But I agree, but she didn't have to
have
get in bed
with him. Have them sleep
with
other men if they have to have sex.
But
you don't want them to have children.
But the same thing I could say by a woman. If you don't want to be getting pregnant and everything, why did you sleep with that guy?
But she has the choice to decide to get
pregnant or not.
Exactly,
and I disagree with that. I disagree. A choice has to be with both. If you have a choice as a woman, a man should have the choice also. Yes.
No, you cannot force a pregnancy on a person.
I'm not forcing a pregnancy. I'm saying that if a woman has the choice to decide to terminate a baby, which she has, a man should have the choice to decide to not become a parent also.
Well, if you don't want to be a parent, that's one thing, but you need to pay child support because that was not the child's decision for you to be so incredulous.
No,
irresponsible.
No. If a person
the men are
want to
irresponsible.
No, while a woman is irresponsible also. The
then go get it
snapped.
Go get it
well,
snapped.
Don't
it could be reversed.
Don't sleep with no. It cannot be reversed. Trust me, it cannot be reversed.
Yes,
you
it can.
Have it the way.
Depending on how you had it done in the first place.
yeah, it is still this. And
I think all teenage boys should be snipped.
No, I think all teenage women and everything shouldn't have the right to sleep with people if you're going to have that also.
But we're not slaves.
Well, we are not slaves also as men. You can't have it both ways. You want equality or you
don't. When it comes down to it, the man has a choice to sleep with
the
female or not.
The woman has a choice also when it comes into it. You can't have
even if she says that she can't have kids and he still sleeps with her, she gets pregnant, miracles happen, and women lie. But that
I agree with that. But you cannot force a man to be a fuck. You cannot force a man to be a fuck.
That's not the child's fault.
Sorry, and it's not the child's fault. Also, for the woman saying, "I'm not ready. I don't want to become a mother." She should be forced to have a baby. Sorry.
Was it a fetus or is it a baby?
Yeah. For me, it's a baby.
Because we're talking about a clump of cells.
I think as a baby. I'm sorry. It is a baby. Sorry, it is.
Like born already. You know, once a fetus is born, then they're a baby. Even Jesus talked about babies that were alive. He didn't talk about the unborn.
Well, it's going to be born in 9 months. The problem is, women, you have all the power, but when it comes to power and having equality, you don't want equality. You don't.
You know, when equality seems like oppression to you, Sam, like, that is so bad.
Equality is fairness for both sex. If a woman gets pregnant and she wants to abort the kid, she has the right to do that. I agree with that. If she doesn't want to have a kid because she says she's not ready, like you said, things like that, I call it a baby, but a fetus, fine. I'll take your term, fetus. She wants to abort the fetus, fine. You have the right to do that. But if a woman gets pregnant and when she keeps it and then goes to the man and is not ready, he has the right to say, I don't want to be a father and I'm not paying child support. You made that choice.
That's not the way life is, Stanley.
No, that's fairness. That is fair. That gives
it's
power
Stanley's
to
Stanley's world, maybe. Do you have to pay child support? Is this why you have this opinion?
No, I want fairness. I want fairness. Because there's many men
good
who have paid child support. Yeah. By the way, there's many men who has paid child support for 18, 20 years. And you know what they found out after 18, 20 years? That wasn't even theirs. 30% of kids are not
sign,
even the real.
Stanley, did they sign the birth certificate?
It doesn't matter if you sign the birth certificate.
It does matter in the court of law because they will do what's in the best interest of the child.
Yeah, but if I found out through blood that kid is not even mine, he shouldn't be paying child support, period.
Well, I think people that don't get a DNA test should not sign the birth certificate because they're dumb if they do.
Nobody goes and say to the woman, go get a DNA test. Come on. The woman comes to
no,
the
father.
And says,
the father has to sign for it, right, if they're not married, depending on the state.
Yes, he has to sign for it because he believes the woman. If the woman comes to you and says, I'm pregnant, you think she didn't lie, she lied? You don't believe. You believe her. I'm sorry, you do. You make it sound like women don't lie and everything. You make it sound like women doesn't have plan and everything. I'm telling you, 30% of people.
I think you need to tell your son to be smart.
No, maybe you should tell men.
Maybe it should be a requirement. Stanley, just one moment. I think it should be a requirement that if they're both single and they get together, they have a baby, that a DNA test is performed at birth or shortly after before the man's allowed to sign the birth certificate.
I agree. But you know how many
women will, that's fair.
I agree with that. You know how many percent women will accept that? Trust me, women will accept that shit.
Well, there's some desperate women. There's some deceptive women, just like there are men the same way. same way.
Of course.
So I think agreed upon boundaries, you know, help the situation.
What about the Florida case that's saying that you're going to take out alimony?
Code, I'm sorry, I couldn't quite hear you.
Okay, Florida is going to have they're pushing to take out alimony. That means a man won't be have when the man gets divorced with a woman to pay for the rest of his life money to the woman.
I think that's unfair when they agree to a marriage, and she or he can go both ways or get accustomed to a certain lifestyle, and then they divorce or their marriage ends. I think they should have that alimony, maybe for a certain number of years.
Even
I was going to add, for them to learn a trade or, you know, start a business to where they can support themselves. And this is for both men and women, because, you know, some men marry women for the money. It goes both ways.
Of course.
Well, I have to make an announcement back. I was going to play the tape of why some people are born with serial killer genes, so that's going to have to wait till Monday.
Mm-hmm.
But as far as you
conversation
is concerned, it's hard to put a law on human nature. Men are men, women are women. And to put restrictions on a woman or a man regarding their child or even abortion or non-abortion, the government just stick their hands out, you know, get out of the women's panties. That's my belief. It's none of your business. It's between the woman and her doctor. As far as a man is concerned, Stanley, I am a man, and I'm a sexist pig. I'm a misogynist son of a bitch. I am self-proclaimed to say that. Is that a good thing? No, but I'm learning. And I'm willing to understand, and I'm willing to learn.
Oh, please, guys, stop it. You are not that. If you were that thing, you wouldn't
I am.
And a lot of
I'm
women wouldn't be talking to
I will open
you.
A door for a lady. Her out. I will take her to dinner. I will pay for it. I insist on paying for it. I will treat her like a queen. I will not raise my arms, my hands. You know, some men says, hey, if she hits me, I hit her back. No, 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 no. If she hits you, it gives you the clue to walk the hell out of the house. That's the wrong woman for you. I'm a sexist pig. I'm a sexist pig. I look at women for their booty.
If a woman hits you, it's about time that you need to divorce and to leave this girl because she's the wrong woman
right.
for you. I agree with that.
Exactly.
With that.
But as far as men have more say-so, or we should have more say-so, like if a woman is pregnant and she can decide whether she's going to abort the kid or not, and the man has powerless to say anything. Angela has a good point, and I'm going to have to go with it. Tough titties, men. You decided to lay with this woman. What is your responsibility? You decided to lay with this woman. You know how this woman was. Okay, now just give me a minute, ladies. Now, this woman decide, you already know what she's thinking, who she is, what about it. You laid with her. She is pregnant. It changed her body, could change her life, and can restrict her for going on to education and to school. She has to make the decision as a mom, or I'm sorry, as a person who's been impregnated as a fetus, do I alter my life for the rest of my life with this human that's in me? And she has to make a decision because guys can walk away. It's not going to alter our bodies
mm-hmm.
whatsoever. It's not going to change who we are. We can still go to college. We don't have to wait for daycare. Having a kid is very expensive. We could walk away from this crap. I wish there was an equal thing that guys being more involved, but the truth of the matter is I don't know if I want that now. It's up to the woman. But then again, she opened her legs. She made the decision. She knows when she's the most fertile. She knows that she could get pregnant, but yet she did not use birth control, so... Damn, you know, be damned. Surprise. So you got two irresponsible people who are making love and can conceive a child. So what do you do? Do you say, I want to outlaw stupidity and moronic and bad behavior so you cannot make love because you cannot take care of this kid? when we start to outlaw human behavior, we are done as a race. So I say, men, and Stanley, that has happened to me many times. Stanley, you would not know that I was in with a woman, and I used to have a test with her. And I used to say, hey, I forgot my condom. She goes, don't worry, I'm allergic to condoms, or I'm allergic to latex. I got the hell out of there quick, because this is not a responsible world. I have done that. I've done that many times. I have done it with, oh, shit, this, you know, these condoms are old. I'm going to go to the store. No, you don't have to go to the store. I just pull it out. I could let me go to the store, and I never came back because I knew this woman was going to entrap me and possibly have my baby. And I'm trusting her decision, and her decision makings are not the best. I'm gone. And that's my test. That's just me. Go ahead, guys. That's just me.
Well
that's
said.
Just me.
No, I agree with you, but you're different. Not guys, all guys are like you, especially a person, a director like you gets beautiful women every time as a director. You're used to it. Some guys, you see one time a beautiful woman, they'll do whatever they need to be with that woman.
True.
Just because she's beautiful.
Very true.
You're not impressed anymore. You're a director, Brian. You're not in the same context. You see beautiful women every time. Next. Yes, I'm a director of the movie. Yes, the beautiful. Yes, next. Come on,
but
next.
Anybody can be like Brian when it comes to this issue. Get out of the situation.
Yeah,
you don't understand. Guys will do anything to have sex with a woman. That's what
that
you don't understand.
That is true. And,
oh, gonorrhea, don't
have,
forget that. It's on the rise now, especially in the South.
They also have the responsibility of it. The reason I did not impregnate women or I did not get any kind of disease when I was horn-dogging it around is because I cared more about myself and my future and not about them. It's like, do I want to marry this woman? Do I want this woman in my life? Do I want this woman to be the mother of my children? And if those answers are no, it's like, goodbye. And these are the questions I ask myself. You're beautiful. You're semi-beautiful. You're okay, whatever. Even if I was drunk, it's like, do I want this woman to be the mother of my child? And I say no because I have a high bar for the woman of, you know, my mother, the child. Mother, I'm out. And now if I had condoms, I'm in, literally. But as far as making decisions, every time you make a decision in life, there's going to be some kind of, accountability, anything. Danny decides to go not to work today. Danny decides to run that yellow light. Danny decides to take a bike instead of a car. Danny decides to eat that bagel instead of something healthier for him. You're not scot-free when you make decisions. There's going to be accountability of everything you do, and you got to know it, and you have to be okay with it. You have to be okay with that accountability. Yes, I'll have that bagel instead of that carrot with cream cheese on it. Yes, I'm going to understand that I'm going to weigh a couple of pounds. You're going to put a couple of pounds on me. Yes, I understand that I have to work out 3 months just to lose those 2 pounds. And if you're okay with that, eat that bagel, motherfucker. You know, eat it. But wise decision is like, don't pick up a drunken woman and take her home to your house and you're saying, okay, honey, you're drunk and I'm going to do things to you and I don't really know you. Yes, she attacked you with that knife. Yes, she cried rape. Yes, she cried sex abuse. Yes, she cried kidnapping. And you're sitting there going, what the fuck did I do? Because you are not accountable for your actions and therefore you got that. That's what you got. Well, and you got to live up to it. Okay, I'm out. I mean, that's me. Continue. But people have to know that every decision has some kind of accountability to it.
You sound
and
like a different Brian.
Yes, Angela. Yes.
Wow.
I'm sorry. That's just what I believe. So
no,
everything
I think
in life,
it's great what you believe.
But, you know, who's responsible for a woman to get pregnant and she's not ready to get pregnant? And you can ask who's responsible. You're not going to like this, Angela. If I was a woman, I would be responsible because I wouldn't want this son of a bitch who's popping on my stomach that I don't even know that I have a chance of getting pregnant, that I may raise this man's child that I don't even know. It would be my response. I would have to put in my responsibility who I want between my legs. This guy's a moron.
Absolutely. You know, some men treat a woman like they're a used Kleenex. Like
exactly.
If someone blew into
exactly.
a Kleenex and handed it to you, would you blow into that same Kleenex?
Exactly.
Not.
In high school, we used to call them cum disposal units. Cum disposal units.
That's
and right. It's not a pretty name. Kleenex, whatever. Some guy dumping his sperm in between your legs and say, I'll call you.
Kleenex is a really good example.
Yeah. So, what do we do? If I had a baby, if I had a child, what do we teach? We teach responsibility. If you're going to do weird behavior or dangerous behavior, you're going to get dangerous accountability. And you have to deal with it. So that's it. And people just have to understand it. I know Stanley. Maybe I let you down, or King, I let you down. But I think you're responsible men. I don't think you're going to impregnate some woman on purpose, knowing that you're not going to be with her, or knowing that she's not. You don't want her to the mother of your child. I have to believe that of you guys. I believe
it. I'm not going to try to impregnate a woman. I don't want her to be the mother of the child. But I don't want the woman to tell me that she's using the pill, and then she decides because our relationship's been there for a long time that, look, I think she's ready to be a father, and stop using the pill and then surprise me.
Right.
I'm pregnant.
Well, another reason, I never rely on anybody for my health or my destiny. So even if a woman says, oh, Brian, I'm on a pill, well, that's good. Good for you. Excuse me while I put this condom on. Because I'm not going to let you decide my destiny. I'm not going to have that, are you lying, are you truthful, are you this? Uh-uh. I'm taking control of my own destiny and saying, I'm putting on this condom. Now, if this condom bothers you, I got to go. Because there's millions of responsible women out there who will say, thank you, Brian, for putting on a condom. I said, no problem. But you're not the one. You are irresponsible. And I'm gone. That's it. I never let anybody control my destiny. I have control of it as much as I can. And then I go live my life that way. And that's the answer to that, Stanley. Oh, I'm allergic to this. Oh, I've been on the pill. Oh, I'm not married. Oh, he's just a friend. You guys heard those answers. He's just a friend. Remember those guys? Remember those answers? Well, who's that? Oh, that's a friend. Uh-huh. Well, that friend was hugging up all over you, wasn't he? Oh, he's just affecting it. Yeah, huh?
Well, it's been a pleasure to be on here, but I need to be going.
Yeah,
so
we're
going to
end the show.
I'll finalize my contract, and I'm going to try to find Laverne to be my representative. So.
You are beautiful. Angela, it's great to hear your voice. Angela, have a blessed
day. It was good to hear King and Stanley.
It's good to hear your voice, too.
And King,
It's good hearing your voice, too.
Have a great weekend. I'd love to see the contract. King, it's been a pleasure, man. You're my brother. Stanley's my brother. I made some good brothers in there. I made some good family being on this show. I consider King my family. I consider Stanley my family. And Angela, I consider you almost family, but I have to read the contract first. I have to read the contract first before I trust
you. We'll have to look at the contract.
Okay. Hey, guys, have a great weekend. Be safe out there. Love you guys.
Love you, too. Y'all have a good weekend.
Love you. Have a good weekend. Bye, bro.
Thank you.